This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Which one off?
You down with OCD? Yeah, you know me. You down with OCD? My room's so clean. You down with OCD? Don't move those, please. You down with OCD? Who for that, bro, please? Forever hung, I want to be forever hung. That a ruler couldn't even measure. Forever, forever hung. So wrong, so wrong, so wrong. Oi, you know your face is fucked. Baby, when even you were freaked out, you know your face is fucked. Baby, you've done too much.
You know what? I would probably consider buying those versions of those songs more than the original. Wow, I need to find out who did them remixes. That was kind of fly.
Like you said, man, there's a lot of madness on the radio these days. But right about now, you are tuned into the Sarah Love and Mice Diggy show right here on FUBAR Radio, mother lovers. That's right. Back with more hip-hop flavour. It's the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake alongside the First Lady herself, DJ Sarah Love.
Ow! It's so good to be... After last week's show, we were blessed with some amazing guests last week. So if you missed out, that was our debut show on FUBAR Radio. We're bringing hip-hop to the airwaves. You need to listen back to that podcast because it was super live. That's FUBARradio.com is the place to go. And this week, it's more of the same. My goodness, you guys are in for a treat.
We got some more legendary business going on right here.
And it's no, like, over-the-top use of the word legendary either.
This is
like, this is certified.
Not like how people try and call us legends. We're not there yet. We're working on that right now. But we got some really special guests. First of all...
Wow. Fife Dog of a Tribe Called Quest. Goodness me. Tribe Called Quest. They got to be one of, like, the most important groups in hip-hop. We're going to be talking with Fife himself. So keep it locked right here. We've got my man, Johnsy D, rolling through to the studio as well. He's got some ill stuff to promote. And the second round of our Hip-Hop University Challenge. More on that later.
Yes, I can work my fast twitch muscles again.
Yes, more on that later. And every week we'll be bringing you some investigations courtesy of Maestro.
That's
so
right.
Keep it locked to find out what he's going to be chatting about. And our live open mic with two super, super talented MCs rolling through the studio. So hang tight and keep it locked with us on FUBAR Radio. Hit us up on the email. That's hiphop@fubarradio.com. And you can get us on Twitter at FUBAR Radio too. And mine and Mice's personal Twitters also. So much good music out at the moment. Have you heard this new Torre and Pete Rock tune?
I want to hear this, man. They're a good collaboration. I heard some stuff a few years ago and I remember it was tight, so let's hear what they got going on now.
Torre,
straight out of New York.
My goodness, this is one of them tunes. When I heard it over the weekend, I had to play it like about five times in a row. So yeah, this is super funky fresh for you good people out there. Hit us up and keep it locked to FUBAR Radio.
Woo!
It's Sarah Love and Maestro taking care of you until 6 p.m.
Been a minute, the city back on the shit again. Let me find if they checking for who can spit again. While y'all's out there leaning to King Crump, being pouted and turning up, I ain't never stopped with the pen and did. Homonyms, high cool stances, synonyms. Similarly showcase what getting busy is. Bar for bar, rappers was awesome, paw. My shit was awesome, paw. Bodies with no regard. They ain't care about spitters when I was starting to pop. I was clicking with cream. Mills was making it hot. Party like a rock star. Shop boys had it on lock. I was just another star on the block. But looky here, and that dude starting to care about who really be spitting the magic back in the air. I ain't signed by Hove or endorsed by Dre. Should I been had something to say? Tell him I get down, still reppin' the town, plotting on the crown, calling pound for pound. Tell him I get down, flipping and roll round, stay true to the sound, adjectives and noun. Tell him I get down, reppin' for the underground, and A's and it's down. to the top, I'm bad. Tell him I get down, homie, I get. Tell him I get, homie, I get. Tell him I get down like the top of the drop. Drop when you come through the block and hood weather, good weather or not. That mean grind till you shine, it's good weather or not. They fair weathers, it is weather, it's better or not. And they couldn't weather the storm. They rain at the top. Was shorter than Cat Williams right before Kevin Hart. Talking stature, not status. Even get it or not. My day spent trying to get it or not. Trying to get it to knock for block sock. Better get it to rock. Or better yet, better get it to rock. The boy wonders, junk full of the dope. I'm just full of the hope. The triple threat of double entendre. Single me out. Fuck it, it's all mathematic, grammatic. I emphatically had it. But low average stats. How that's the status quo. Whoa, tell them they just don't know. My little chugs, not little junk. While you was getting low, I get down. Still reppin' the town, plotting on the crown. Follow pound for pound, tell them I get down. Flippin' and roll round, stay true to the sound. Adjectives and nouns, tell them I get down. Rep for the underground, the maze and it's down. To the top, I'm bound, tell them I get down. Homie, I get, tell them I get, homie, I get, tell them I get down, down.
Damn.
Yes.
Tool Ray coming back with some flames, boy.
Yes.
That was fire.
Yes, that was fire.
P-Rock blessed
I was like
him
ready
there.
To hit the reload right there. That was kind of ill. That's produced by Pete Rock. Mm. That's forthcoming from the next Tool Ray album, which is called Entitled. I love that, like, unapologetic hip hop.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
where
yeah,
we're
yeah.
just like, we don't give a damn.
Yeah, for real.
We're just going all out here.
Just raw, man.
And
raw.
That's what we're doing here on FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah. I almost said myself, my Siggy. Myself, Sarah Love, and the main man, the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake, the one
You're
and only.
Mice. Right.
How are you doing, Mice, though?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I've had a crazy week, up and down, running around, trying to get some new material done as well.
Oh,
hopefully,
very nice.
I could get that out for, you know, I want to get something out by the end of the year and then start blasting them for 2016.
Maybe and if you're lucky, it'll get played on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah, yeah.
if
I'm lucky,
yeah.
You know, if I bring my Uzi with me.
Yeah, roll up to the
show
stage.
You mother lovers how ways to turn.
Exactly.
Yeah, but other than that, just been getting myself prepared for the festivities. Now, all of a sudden, we got to, you know, get the mince pies in, get the Christmas crackers in.
I know
in,
you look forward
well.
All year to that, the
yeah,
mince pies
I can't
being back
wait.
On the shelves. Well,
can't
yes,
wait, man.
We're going to be looking after you until 6 p.m. today with some real live hip hop goodness. You know, there's so much like madness going on in the world all the time, really.
You know,
not
right.
just this last weekend, but you know, I think there's also great things going on in the world that they deserve like more spotlight shone on them. And
yeah,
this
sure.
last weekend, this last weekend, how the MOBO Awards happened. Did you know that?
Oh, did they?
I know, it's kind of like...
I didn't even realise that.
Off of my
I heard they changed the acronym
bit.
Now. It's not...
You're joking.
Yeah, it's not Music of British Origin. It's
No.
Music of Black Origin. Yeah, now it's Music of British Origin.
Are you
so
serious?
So I heard, yeah. Were there any any foreigners... You know, I don't mean migrants, by the way. Before all of you like get excited, start hitting us up at FUBAR Radio about bloody migrants. But you know what I mean? Like I've seen some of them colourful pheasants coming in from South Africa. Those sort of migrants.
Okay. Yeah. No, honestly, if they change the name, that's bait. I'm sorry.
Boy, you know, at the
like
end of the day, man.
That's soft and that's bait.
But I do think that now, so UK music is a lot stronger than it used to be, you know, in terms of being in the forefront. Whether you like it or not, whether we're into it or not, it is a lot more mainstream than it used to be. So it wouldn't surprise me that they figured, you know, there are some people that have put a lot of money, a lot of time into sort of promoting international stuff and then realised that maybe we should start pushing our own. So I think on top of that is the fact that there are more, it's not just like black people making
but know? That's why they covered their backs by saying of black origin, but I think making it of British origin, that allows them to have people like Cheryl Cole there and
pop
records
sure.
and things like that, which that's bigger revenue for them, isn't
yeah,
it? And
yeah,
so it's
which
like
is
it's
what
a
it's
smart
all
business
about.
It's all about business,
yeah,
come on,
that's
man
all it's
sod
about.
The music.
So I didn't even realize it was on though, but what
that's
happened? Did
crazy
you watch it?
They just slipped that in though, that name change, without I don't hear anything about that.
Yeah, of course not. You know,
I'm
you
still the
tell...
only lady DJ ever nominated for a Nobel Award when it was of Black Origin.
Let me brush the dirt off your shoulder there, girl. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't care what they call it, really. I really don't. But no, I was impressed, though, because at the Mobile Awards, I didn't see the Mobile Awards, but I hear, there was a bunch of different interesting awards given out and stuff. But one of them that caught my eye was this new... inaugural, that word's coming up again. The inaugural prize, an award called Paving the Way at the Mobos. And they awarded it to Lenny Henry.
Serious?
Yeah. And I know,
I
know he's been a bit of a controversial figure for some people in the past. And he's actually related to someone in the hip-hop scene out here, but let me not bait them up. And too late. But no, they awarded this Paving the Way Award to Lenny Henry for his services for Black British...
Comedy
and things them. But
oh, so it's
what,
nothing to do with, what's it called? What's the hotel that he's always promoting?
Oh, no, the Travel Lodge or something. Yeah. Premier Inn or
Premier
something
Inn,
like that.
It's nothing to do with them.
It's nothing
he
to
really
do with the YMCA.
He really make the bed look comfortable as well with the dimples and
and it's like, you're just selling the lie to us, man, because if you've ever been to Premier Inn, you're not that happy about it.
You got
to
like move the roaches out.
You sleep standing up, man. That's the safest option there. But no, his award was given to him by Vaz Blackwood. Big up to Vaz at the ceremony. But what really impressed me was the speech that he gave, because I'm someone who's very much in favour of, we need to champion like our heroes. When you look at like rock music or whatever, like think of Blur or Oasis, they're always going to big up like people who have come before them, kind of thing. Going back as far as Rolling Stones or the Stone Roses or whatever. And I want to see more of that happening, like in hip hop and just in the Black music scene and everything. So I really liked the speech that Lenny Henry gave, where he, well, let me, I'll just play it for you so he can sum it up.
Let's hear what he said, man.
Listen, I could only have got here by standing on the shoulders of giants. I'd like to thank some of these giants now. So I want to give a shout out to Ira Aldridge, Paul Robeson, Lord Kitchener, Cy Grant, Billy Small, Desmond Decker, Bob Marley, Charlie Williams, Josh White, Sammy Thomas, Kenny Lynch, Derek Griffiths, Floella Benjamin, Nina Baden-Semper, Rudolph Walker, Greg McIntosh, Mr. Brooks, Cyril Regis, Brendan Batson, Laurie Cunningham, Eddie Grant, Horace Ovay, Norman Beaton, Michael Abinsett, Mustafa Matura, Tunde Ikoli, Winston Pinnock, Debbie Tucker Green, Akala, Roy Williams, Tracy Ullman, Stormzy, David Copperfield, Jeff Posner, Paul Jackson, Chris Tarrant, the Phantom Flanflinger, the only other Black cast member in Tiz was, Trevor McDonald, Maura Stewart, Kwame Kwe Amar, Paulette Randall, Barry Rutter, Simon Helms, Paul Jackson, Peter Brewis, Jacko, Simon Print, Peter Tilbury, Lucy Gannon, Kay Mellon, Nicola Schindler, Caroline Hollick, Barbara Emil, Michael Buffon, PBJ, Kim Fuller, Dominic Cook, Lenny Barker, John Cantor, John Irwin, Ann Caulfield, Errol Brown, the Loxian Gang, the Black Hand Gang, the BBC, the ITV, the Channel 4, the Sky, all the audiences, the viewers at home, Comic Relief, Richard Curtis, Kevin Cahill, Dudley, Jamaica, everyone in my family, my daughter, my partner, and that bloke from the Halifax ads.
Even the bloke from the Halifax ads got a big up there.
All he needed to do was rhyme that stuff, and that would have been bars. He sounded like he was spitting. Where he said Stormzy, I was like, yeah, he sounds like he's spitting right now, boy.
Seriously, if someone turned that into a rapping for the layperson, no,
just in case.
But if he did turn that into rhymes, that would be like that would be an UK anthem there.
David Copperfield, how did he?
I know some of the names were a little bit bait, but hey, it was personal. Maybe he has some personal
bonds. Yeah, I mean, it must have influenced him in some way, you know. But it was cool that he mentioned the Stormzy's, the Carla. You know, he mentioned Floella Benjamin.
He brought out them names from back in the day.
She's probably the only person left on that was on children's TV that, you know, we're not side-eyeing. You're not worried about that might have, you know.
We wouldn't mind leaving our children around. But, no, and then Paul Robeson. As soon as he said Paul Robeson, I was just like, Gwan, now you got my attention. If you don't know who Paul... Old Man Robeson. But yeah, if you don't know who Paul Robeson is, definitely go check him out. That man was a G.
Google him. Paul Robeson.
A proper G. But that was Lenny Henry, his speech for receiving the Paving the Way Award at the Mobos. And he took the opportunity. You know, he said it. I'm standing on the shoulders of these people. Mm. Same way as any of you cats who are coming out in the future, you're standing on the shoulders of people who knock down the doors. Like, you know, my career as a DJ is only possible because of people like Shorty Blitz, because of the Boogie Bunch, because of Scratch Perverts, all these great people, you know. Another big up that I thought was very important, speaking of we're standing on the shoulders. Oh, thank you. Speaking of us standing on the shoulders of Giants is a very important guy who, for me, I think is one of the most underrated MCs in the history of hip-hop. I think he needs a...
Big up, big up!
Ah, who's that?
Big Pun, man.
Jesus!
Jesus! We need to get that
when
on
you're
the
talking
button.
About Big Pun, man, that's, you know, that's
Monster.
Somebody... Yeah, beast.
And it's like... I mean, because it was his birthday this last weekend, and it was quite sweet because his son published a letter that he wrote to his dad. I think it was his 44th birthday.
Pun.
Yeah, baby pun. Lick a pun. Oh, no, do you remember back in the day at Kung Fu, the party me and Maestro used to do, hip hop party me and Maestro used to do in London? But I always remember Skinny Man calling Reveal of Poisonous Poets. No, lick a pun. Lick a pun. Yes. He is kind of like a lick a pun. But no, Big Pun, it was his birthday this last weekend, and I just feel like that dude is so accomplished as an MC.
Yeah, Big Pun was basically MC. For those who don't know, he was basically like the Biggie Smalls for the Latin sort of world in terms of hip hop. He was very revolutionary. He came out with a style that none could really, you know, even try and duplicate or try and touch.
He
was the first sort of Latino, I think, other than Cypress Hill. He's probably, but as a solo artist, he was the first Latin guy to go platinum. And he did off of one album. Yeah, he came off the back of Fat Joe.
Yeah.
So he was part of the Terror Squad. And there's, you know, people would have heard him for sure in some form or way because he did a bunch of stuff before he passed away.
He had like mainstream hits. I mean, I got a shout out Puerto Rico because for my Puerto Rican friends listening, they'll be like, if you don't mention Puerto Rico,
the
you're
Boricuas,
talking about Big Pun,
hey,
it's gonna be trouble.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, I mean, he had big crossover hits with the
With Joe.
And
sure. So people would have definitely, and still to this day, you'll still hear his stuff in the clubs.
And
you know?
Even the back in the day, what was considered a crossover tune. Remember when him and Fat Joe
Deep
did the
cover.
Twins?
Yeah, they did a version of
Those
Deep
were
Cover.
Crossover tunes once upon a time.
Yeah. And still, like I said, till this day, you'll hear that and it will get a reload. You know, he, Tongue Twister, he was one of them guys that not necessarily like fast rapping, but for his size, how big he was, and his breath control was amazing, you know. So you'd hear certain lyrics, and all now you'd probably still be deciphering some of what he was trying to say.
Seriously.
Within just 16 bars,
but
or whatever.
The rhythm, like how his flows, the lyrics, the wordplay, I mean, it was just insane. And he's someone who just rarely gets a shout out. People always, I'm going to say one of the most controversial things you can say in hip hop.
Yeah.
I think Tupac is one of the most overrated MCs.
Oh, wow.
To
come
out.
I mean,
because
know.
To me, if you were going to put Big Pun and like, I've got mad respect and love for Tupac. Let me not get that twisted. So, Tupac lovers, don't start terrorizing me. No, but I mean, when you listen to how Pun gets down, there's not many MCs who would want to rap after man. You know what I'm saying?
You know, people always talk about their two favorite MCs were Biggie and Tupac, but my Biggie and Tupac were Big L and Big Pun.
Aww.
You know, I listen to them way more than I listen to the other two. And it's all down to preference at the end of the day. I was more about the lyrics than, you know, the whole, I don't know, you know what I mean? Just,
you're so diplomatic. That was a really nice way of putting it. Thank God you're here. As if it was left to me.
I'll be honest, man. You know, I prefer the early Tupac stuff than I do the stuff that everyone went wild over. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But at the end of the day, everyone has a preference. Yeah, you realize that people, Brenda's got a baby, all that kind of stuff, where he was not just giving you a story, but also flamboyant with the way he was doing it. The style he was rapping in was like, it was quite intricate, you know?
Mm.
And but someone like Pun, I still listen to now, just off the back of there's no one out there doing what he did. And the same with Big L.
Lyrics that man wrote in the 90s.
90s, yeah,
is
yeah,
still
yeah.
terrorizing people today.
Yeah, you're still trying to decipher. Like, oh, he said that. He said dead in the middle, you know, like, amazing.
And I was like, seeing as it's Pun's birthday, I want to play a Pun record. Then I was like, gosh, what am I going to play? And it was just going through the catalogue. It was just really difficult for me to pick a tune, but definitely Big Pun needed a
big up
this week. And so I thought, let's play a little bit of a curveball track. Two of, like, for me, very underrated MCs in the game on this record. And, you know, hit us up in the studio. Let me know what you think. Do you completely agree with me that he's one of the greatest ever? It's hip-hop at foobarradio.com. And you can get us on Twitter, too. But this is Super Lyrical, Big Pun,
with
featuring
my favourite rapper, Black Thought.
Oh,
damn, two of my favourite rappers on one track.
So
somebody pass me a tissue. I'm about to make a mess in here right now.
It's Fubar.
Yo, my murderous rap, verbal attack is actionable fact. Tactical tracks match perfectly with graphical stats. Half of you lack the magical dap of tragical rap that tackles you back in shackles of that. That's the mathematical madness I'm on. The sadness, the strong, the marriage and bond of havoc and song. It's massacres on as if Picasso laced you. There's lots of hateful skeletons locked in the closet of my castle of grace. I'm passing the grade school, that's why I have to debate you. My raps are like cable slashing your face. You, that's how I master the grace. You, I'm battling haste. So if he passes through my label, I'm snatching his halo. God, a traitor, you said my father back is an angel. Language is fatal and it's hypnotizing. I'm only emphasizing, I'm still all about business and enterprising. I'm super lyrical with brain booster chemicals that choose the tentacles inside of my mental projectable. Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent.
I tell you that I'm nice with the blah, blah, blah.
Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent.
Black Thought, the super lyricist, your arch nemesis. Bill was the Punisher, that's my accomplice. Stressing to MCs how they don't really want this. Electrifying is excellency thought spit. These cats, they sentimental such with a gentle touch. Dancing double dutch and all saying nothing much. My sound wave lifting your chin up like uppercuts. Newfound ways of ripping shit up. I develop your squad chest well up. Still your miniature to me. Naturally, I bring the extremity. Musically intense with the globe in suspense. Contemplating where the world traveler been since. The roots bless you with a strong record, long like an epic. Immerse you in some old next ill poetic. Thought from Illidale, something like nothing else. My talk stomp like elephants upon every elf core.
What? I'm supposed to represent.
I tell you that I'm nice with the blah, blah, blah.
Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent. Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent.
I tell you that I'm nice with the blah, blah, blah.
Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent. And yo, peace roots, East Coast, ripping the streets most with heat toast and keep close more Phillies than beat rolls. These those that'll lift your mentals. Lyrics that twist your temples into pretzels like the triumph instrumental.
My instrumental's the renaissance, no resemblance to nothing you come across. Lyrical holocaust, the crowd pleaser, MCs freeze, the cat seizure, the praise the Lord of rap thesis. True believers,
just call me baby Jesus, cause lady be praising me just for the way it blaze to be crazily taped to see the lasery. It pays to be amazingly flavory. Gaze into my rhymes that basically hypnotize you occasionally.
Occasionally as I focus on my next opus, the way it's all f***ed up and MCs is hopeless. I leave your head racked as I have racked sculptures. My thoughts just a fortress, approach this ferocious up closeness.
Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent.
I tell you that I'm nice with the blah, blah, blah.
Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent. Lyrically,
it's suicide.
Lyrically,
you've seen him, you know how strong he is.
Lyrically,
you can't win.
Lyrically,
it's suicide.
Lyrically,
you've seen him, you know how strong.
Skip to hear that, right?
Lyrically, you can't win.
Lyrically,
you can't win.
Jeez. Lyrically, you know what I mean? That's how appropriate that we got Biggie there on the cuts as well, you know.
Aww.
Lyrically,
Yeah. Oh, that's my Biggie Smalls impression, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe not.
It needs a little bit more work.
I needed a bit more burger in my mouth. That's what I need. Yo, that was amazing, man. I'm so glad you did that, because Pun is, that's like I said, man, that's my Biggie right there. It's Big Pun. So thanks for that, Sarah. Happy birthday, Big Pun. We miss you, man.
We love you, man, for your services to hip-hop.
Yeah, that's the representation right there. Definitely. I want to give a shout out to Jason Keane. Shout out to my boy DJ SD. All you mother lovers locked in right about now, we appreciate you. Keep it locked right here at Fubar Radio on Twitter.
Yes.
And if you've got any more shout outs, hiphop@fubarradio.com, mother lovers. But right about now, it's that time. Good morning, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is My Sack Hayes. That's right, My Sack Hayes. Ow. In the building, Fubar Radio Cafe. And we're about to investigate some mother loving shit for you right damn now. You feel me? Because you know I'm a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
Ow. I was about to say lover. Haha. All right, today. So the other week, well, last week, I was watching this this film, man. It was an amazing film.
Okay.
It had me thinking, you know what I mean? Some of these people are crazy as fuck, but still, I appreciate what they do and what they get up to. I don't think I could do it. Mountain climbing. Have you ever done mountain climbing before?
You know what? I've not done mountain. I accidentally did rock climbing.
How did you accidentally? Yo, I just slipped and landed on a rock and started climbing up.
It was a little bit like that. I was in Thailand, and then I was walking to this beach, and then as I was walking to the beach, there was a sign that just like a wooden sign that said lagoon this way. So I was like, oh, might as well check out the lagoon. So then I started walking, and then it was like walking 10 minutes, then it got a bit steeper, then it got a bit steeper. This thing ended up being like a vertical rock climb with no safety ropes or anything like that for like an hour. Thank God these German couple followed, and it was proper like, okay, we've all got to hang on for our lives now.
Made
it to the lagoon, and it was like quite
that
incredible.
Like you should have done a documentary about this shit, right?
Honestly, Matt, I was like, I better make it out of this, otherwise my mum is just not going to be impressed. She will kill me if I make it out of this. It's true, honestly.
That's what you're worried about.
Honestly, I was climbing this rock for my life, worried about my mum telling me off.
So, I mean, I watched this movie, Meru is called. It's called Meru. It's about three elite climbers, and you know, they're struggling to deal with their obsession of rock climbing, or mountain climbing, I should say. And it is extreme mountain climbing. These guys have done Everest a bunch of times, and there's this mountain in the Himalayas called Meru, and it's got like a shark fin point. So there's a part of the mountain right at the top where it looks virtually impossible. Like, you need superhero powers to get up there. Do you know what I mean?
I've seen those ones where it's almost like you're upside down.
Well,
type
it
business.
Wasn't so much as that. It was just that it was steep, you know, flat and going up. And I was like, how are they going to do that? You're getting drawn into this documentary thinking these people are crazy, but still, you know. And the funny thing is that two of the guys had already been through some like near death experiences. One of them had he got caught up in an avalanche. And basically, like a big hole in his head, he had to go through mad rehabilitation to try and get himself back to normal levels, you know?
Wow.
The other guy nearly died. He should have died. He was in this other avalanche. He survived that avalanche, but then went through another avalanche, and then to the point where he had to question himself. Mm-mm. This is after already doing years of extreme, crazy mountain climbing and snowboarding and whatever else these ourselves get up
thrill
to.
Thrill seekers. So, I do kind of get it, though. Like wanting to, because I like all those like endurance challenge.
Yeah,
I'm into that.
I understand. Yeah, I get that as well. And but it just amazed me that the guys were still inspired. They tried to climb the mountain once, Meru, and then they had to give up. And then they went for it again, like a couple years later. They were like, they all went through rehab. The guys who were injured or whatever had to deal with it. And, you know, it was to the point where it's like, this might not be a good idea. You know, like,
it took that
one of the guy's arteries wasn't working right, you know, blood going to the brain. So when you're going up 20,000 feet or whatever, it might be a bad idea. But somehow they still went for it.
Mm-mm.
They were inspired by going through the trauma that they'd been through. So my question to all you mother lovers out there, I want to investigate what inspires you the most. Because that shit inspired me. I went and did a workout like a madman. After I saw that, I was like, yo.
You're like, if they can do it.
Yeah. I was pumped, man. So, you know, and for me, I get inspired by a whole bunch of different things. I try not to let it be, you know, I don't want to be like enclosed into like, oh, this is what inspires me. I like everything to inspire me. That way I can do what I want and be how I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to find out for all our listeners out there, what inspires you the most? Please hit us up. Help me out with my investigations at FUBAR Radio.
That's on Twitter.
Hip-hop at FUBARradio.com.
You can also reach Mice on his personal Twitter,
which is at Mice Diggy, MYSDIGGI, or hit up Sarah Love at DJ Sarah Love on Twitter. All you mother lovers out there, what inspires you the most?
I do like, you know what also, what can be a big inspiration for me, Mice, is obviously there's great people like Big Pun where you're like, my goodness, or Big L. I always want, if I was a rapper, I want to rap like Big L.
Yeah.
You know, but like, so I'm still working on it. I'm not ruling it out yet. But then something else that is a big inspiration for me is whackness.
Yeah,
like, you know,
exactly.
When you see something that's just so whack and you're like, right, someone's got to set this straight because that's an abomination. It's not often you get to use that word, is it?
Nah, it's kind of cool when you get to use them words.
Yeah.
Let me just find a dictionary though and work out what the fuck you just said there.
Well, yeah, I'll play this tune and then you can get back to us after you found it in the dictionary. Yeah, so inspiration. For me, whackness is definitely a big thing. So and there's many more, but I want to know what you guys reckon. And this show is all about you. So hit us up. But this is very exciting. Something brand new from Jazz T. And Ransom Bad Bones of
Fubar. Spiteful red eye, wannabe DJs ironing your vinyl. White labels get torn up, fraudulent authors waterboarded. Cautioning main supporters, bringing out more restraining orders upon their idols or rivals. The inconsistent, submission division. Bait on official, flinging records like an Olympic discus. The winners collapsing, Valium, gassing an iron stamp is the brand of a violent charity scam. What type of language is that? He don't track the Yeti backslash. He ain't cutting no slack for the whack DJs that burn wax. The quickest hand to react in the musical experiments. A credit to your regiment. Every movement looks so effortless, truly infectious. Get your hands up to the atmosphere while I'm scratching out specimen surrogates, spreading pestilence. Just up a fat meatloaf and smack a black emo trio, crashing brand new Gran Torinos into Ram casinos. Deceivers remigrate and dehydrate, dealing with higher stakes like G.I. Jane. Signing up to the CIA, legends of the Vex are especially non-expendable. So weapons show and Jasty, who's a record cut professional? Who is this man, body in needle exams?
I said it before.
Jazz T cutting up by the kilo or gram.
Two step back. Bringing skills to the battle. Man, parasite.
Try again.
Orchestrate the culture, hold the DJ at the forefront. Sinister bigotry. Speaking legalese. Relieve him of CDs. Mission incomplete, seeking for synergy. Stuck in the reason why you rap so corny category. Looking to fuck all horny stars in astro orgies. Make the crossfader shake up all you scum suckers. With painful crush aching ladies in their cunt crushers. Negotiation is not likely when the table leg I'm waving is making you drop nicely. Bodyguards and assassins, your bunnies blasted to fragments of Dolly Parton fanatic. The man was partly ceramic, align my focus. Supply a notice of the diagnosis. Bolts of fire, fry the culprit via lightning voltage. While invoking zero tolerance for the occupants, no common sense or knowledge. Obvious problems with insomnia. Shadow boxing on the decks with methodical droppings. Operatives delivering concoctions of tetrodotoxin. Deceivers remigrate and dehydrate. Dealing with higher stakes like G.I.J. Signing up to the CIA. Legends of the decks are especially non-expendable. So weapons show and Jasty, who's the record cop professional? Who is this man body in needle exams?
I said it before.
It's Jazz T cutting up by the kilo or gram.
Two step back. Bring your skills to the battle. Man, parasite.
Try again.
Orchestrate the culture, hold the DJ at the forefront.
Forefront. I do have a lot of time for Ransom Bad Bones. He's rapping over that track produced by Jazz T, taken from Jazz T's album called Run the Changes. He's got a whole gang of like beastly MCs on there, including J-Zone. It's been a little minute since I heard something
wow,
going fresh
J-Zone,
from J-Zone.
Boy.
Yeah.
Jeez, man.
Remember back in the day when there was the staircase, the stage, minimum wage, the J-Zone, Harry Love, and Jess Tune. That's a bit of a
man.
Classic. But yes, you're tuned into FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love, and my Stiggy taking care of you until 6 p.m. with that hip-hop goodness. And make sure you hit us up in the studio too. I've got to send a shout out to James Williams. He is loving the podcast from last week. Mini Timber locked into the show too. Keep your shout outs coming through. You know, if you have suggestions of things you want Mice to investigate, he's asking you about what inspires you. And I said, whackness really inspires me in a kind of major major way. But I also get inspired by the goodness, which our next interview, what a treat to be able to have a real OG who has been there, man, and lived
there,
it.
Been there, done that. How many years of A Tribe Called Quest have we had now?
Well, this last weekend is the 25th anniversary.
Wow, it is 25. Yeah, I don't want to get it wrong. 25 years.
I know.
Jeez.
I know. That's older than me. Not really. No, yeah, 25th anniversary. And it was pretty sick because, Fife from A Tribe Called Quest, he performed last week at the Jazz Cafe in Camden, which was very cool. It was a really lovely turnout to the whole show. Oh, and then just the chance to hear a lot of those songs live is just like opportunity that you got to grab. You know what I mean? These are things that are on my bucket list to tick off. And he also, over this last weekend, Tribe did their first performance as together, a group on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, Jimmy Fallon.
Did you
see the
footage?
No, but I saw him mention that. I think Jarobi was even there.
Yeah.
Which is someone who's not always with them when they're doing shows. Yeah. So even the fact that he was mentioning it, I was like, is this for real?
Yeah.
You know, but I haven't seen the footage yet. Is it online now? Yeah.
Yeah. So
wow.
It was
so
like
Jimmy
Ali
Fallon
Shahid.
Brought Tribe back together.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Ali Shahid. What's that main guy called?
Q-Tip. You know, the one that you put in your ear to get all the dirt out.
Jarobi and Fife, and they were backed by The Roots, and they performed Can I Kick It. That was very cool, yeah, to see. And then at the show last week at Camden, Fife actually said that Can I Kick It,
yeah,
Tribe didn't make any money off of that tune. Because when Lou Reed, the sample for Can I Kick It, when he heard the song, he was like, yeah, this is great. Cool, you guys can put that out, but I want all of the money.
Yeah, okay.
So they didn't get paid a single. They have never made any money off of that track. How
that's
deep
harsh,
is that?
Man.
I know.
Well,
kind of
live shows, I'm sure they got something out of that, but yeah, still.
Well, they'll get their fee for the gig, innit? But
yeah.
Like, and then I was wondering, did they even make money off that album? Think of how sample crazy that record was, though.
Well, yeah. I think that album, they didn't really make that. It was kind of a TLC situation where they didn't really make that much money. And but then they kind of worked out how. It was always a bit different back then because it was the stage where people started clicking on to, wait a minute, you're sampling someone else's music. That someone else kind of owns
and
that
part. And people
weren't
clearing samples, so then you were just open to getting assaulted afterwards. Hence, Lou Reed just made all of that money. But yeah, I did, last time I saw Fife was a few years ago, and I got to interview him then too, and we chatted about like the whole Tribe music making process and the politics in the group, and it was mad interesting, you know. But it's like, for an artist like him, I don't, it's a shame if everyone's just stuck on this group that you used to be in and not just you know, showing love for the man himself, because he's made some special contributions to hip hop. So last week I caught up with Fife before the gig at Jazz Cafe, and we had a good little chat. It was good to see him again. And I first asked him like what is fresh on the streets for the fans to hear, and this is what he said. So this is a Fife of A Tribe Called Quest.
New EP, it's called Give Thanks, coming top of next year. And the first single is called Nutshell. Second single will be called Sorry. So we're having fun doing it, myself, DJ Rasta Roots. We was going to drop it October, but we had the re-release of the Tribe debut album. So that's why we pushed my new single back, because I didn't want to act like I was bigger than the group or anything like that. And, you know, February 7th it is.
Yeah, the last thing I think I heard from you was the Dear Dilla, produced by Rasta Root, and also the Soul Men joint, which I was feeling that as well. That was, I know, and that's why I was like, hold on, I'm way out of touch. What's going on? Why don't I get to hear more new music from you?
Well, you know, I took a break doing different things, you know, sports, stuff like that. But Soul Men, I couldn't clear the sample, so that was the issue with that. It was difficult to clear, so, you know.
The other recent word on the streets was the amazing documentary, The Beats, Rhymes and Life. Like, how was that whole process for you making it and seeing it all come through to fruition?
To hell and back, basically.
Why?
Because everybody's not always going to be on the same page. So it becomes more difficult than it has to be. But it came out cool, though, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, the process was just crazy. It's just a matter of, you know, people were picking sides and things of that nature. It got crazy after a while, but I was definitely satisfied with the finished product.
Do you reckon you go through a similar filmmaking process again?
Nah, no Beach Vines Life Part 2. It's not happening.
Fair enough. Tell me, what happened with the Songs in the Key of Fife project?
Basically, I had some health issues I was dealing with. So by the time I started working on material, you know, the name was old. And plus, Sean Price just came out with an album, Songs in the Key of Price, right?
Yeah.
So it's a good thing we did away with that title. But, you know, I thought it was a good idea at the time. But all things happen for a reason.
Yeah, I thought it was a dope idea. I loved the title as soon as I heard it, and I was looking forward to hearing that new material too. And music-wise, what kind of sound will the next projects be? You say, is it entirely a Rasta Root production?
Nah, he did a couple of tracks. Got Knife Wonder, got Crisis, got Knots the Ruler, got Dilla, got myself. You know what I mean? So it's hip-hop.
Well, that's what we like to hear. And before you mentioned health issues, how are you finding juggling health issues with being a solo performer, keeping the show on the road? That must be challenging.
It's very challenging. It's very difficult. But that guy over there beats me in my head. So, you know, it's just a matter of making it happen. But you leave it up to me, I'd be like, But once we're here, it's a whole new ballgame. It's like the light switches on, like, bang, let's get it on. Let's get the job done. You know what I mean? But, you know, while I'm at home and he's asking me, yo, we got a possible show here, there, wherever. I'm like, get over here. Let's get it done.
Well, I'm pleased to hear that Rasta Root is kicking you up your ass because we need to hear more of you. Like, not long ago, I was interviewing Pharoah Monch and I was talking with him about some of his favourite MCs and verses. And I was quite surprised, actually, because I often feel You on the Low End Theory album is way undersung. You don't get enough props for how much you killed it as an MC there. Right. And I was really happily surprised when Pharoah Monch said to me, your verses on Butter are some of the best verses ever in hip hop. Like, to me, to get that kind of praise from an MC like Pharoah Monch, like, that's the illness.
Yeah, we from the same neighborhood, actually. Queens, South Jamaica. You know what I mean? So that feels good hearing that from him. And I used to play ball with his partner from Organized Confusion. So that's family right there. But that's love right there. You know what I mean? That's crazy.
And that's why we need more of your lyrics out in the atmosphere to perpetuate the goodness. What for you is your favorite Fife verse, though?
You know what? First single is about to come out. It's called Nutshell. And the second verse from that record is my favorite right now.
I can't wait to hear it then. Because for me, Butter is a mad slept on tune. And I think one of the greatest MCs of all time for me is Slick Rick. You co-sign that?
Yeah. Him and KRS, one of my two favorite MCs.
Illness. And on Butter, it's very reminiscent of Slick Rick, like what you bring on that tune. Yeah, I'd say so.
Wow.
Because, you know, it's like you put the listener right there. You create so many voices. It's the storytelling. It's fun. Like, it's got all of those elements that we love in a Slick Rick track, you know. And there's not many MCs who have ever kind of get close to being mentioned next to him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've been told I've been crazy underrated and stuff like that. And, you know, when you're in a group with almost genius or beyond genius, it's like, it's gonna happen like that, you know what I mean? But I'm surprised that people like Butter like that.
You're surprised? The beat is bananas, and then
that's one of their favorite verses from me and stuff like that. Because I have no idea what people really think unless they tell you. You know what I'm saying? But that's all good. It feels real good to know your fellow MCs and stuff like that feel like that. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm sure it's not just because he's biased because you're both from Queens either.
No, I don't think that. I don't think that. He's a hip-hop head. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And I have to tell you, too, that my niece, she's a big Tribe Called Quest fan. She's 11 years old now. But I remember when she was 9, Benita Applebaum came on. She was like, I do like this song, but Tip just sounds so much better with Fife than on his own.
How old is she?
That was when she was 9 years old.
Wow, that's crazy.
But I was like, that's insight. And I would say that's a really valid statement, you know, of the Tribe story.
For someone that young to say that, that's crazy.
Would you agree with that statement?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's like, you know, it's like the yin and the yang, you know what I mean? Like nice and smooth, you know what I mean? MC Search, Pete Nice, you know what I mean? They just bounce off each other, you know what I'm saying? And that's what everybody looks forward to after a while.
You know? Are you going to be collaborating with any other MCs on upcoming projects?
We're talking to a few. I don't want to jinx it, you know what I mean? But there's like a million and one people I would like to work with at the end of the day.
Okay, so that will lead me nicely into my quickfire round of questions that I have for you. Who would be your dream collaboration then? Hip-hop or non-hip-hop?
Angela Winbush, dream. Ghostface, Redman. Well, I worked with Redman before. People I haven't worked with, Outkast.
Who single all-time favorite MC?
KRS-One, specialized in the music. I only use this type of style when I choose it.
Why KRS? There's so many other contenders. We mentioned Slick Rick before. There's the Iraqians. Why KRS?
He made me want to do this. Between him and Run DMC and EPMD, he made me want to do this. Like, just the whole battle vibe he had and the intelligence and the stage presence and the wit. You know what I'm saying? He's just that dude. You know what I mean?
Yes, of course we know what you mean.
Sometimes as an MC, you sit down and be like, yo, I think I'm nice, but who would I not dare battle? KRS-One is that guy for me. KRS-One, Big Daddy Kane, LL, those were those dudes for me. Like, straight, big respect, big ups, pay homage. You know what I'm saying? You don't battle those dudes. Chill. Be easy. Biggie was a beast. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, KRS is that guy for me. Number one. I'm still number one.
One. So there's this young kid out in the game making a lot of noise right now called Vince Staples. And the other day he caused a bit of controversy because he was saying that 90s hip hop is overrated. I don't know if that's a verbatim what he said, but what he said in this interview kind of amounted to that. What would you say to kids who might agree with him on that?
I mean, they're all entitled to their opinions or what have you, but you just make sure your shit is fire at the end of the day. You know what I mean? That's basically it. You know what I mean? I could say a bunch of foul stuff like, what? Blah, 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 blah. Why? You know, if that's how you feel, cool. But make sure lyrically you killing cats. And make sure your beats, because that's really what moved the 90s era. Beats, rhymes, bars, lyrics. So if that's how you feel, if you're going to come out and say that, make sure you killing the game from top to bottom. Make sure you selling Jay-Z amount of records. If that's how you really feel. Killing them from every angle. Don't come out with nothing whack and say 90s hip-hop is overrated. How you figure that? Are you listening to Nas Illmatic? Are you listening to Main Source Breaking Atoms? Anything from Boogie Down Productions, even though that was late 80s or what have you, but it fell into the 90s, you know what I'm saying? Are you listening to EPMD, Strictly Business, Unfinished Business, Business as Usual, Business Never Personal, and we could go on and on and on? Are you listening to that? Okay, well then you can't really come out your face like that. Overrated? What are you talking about? The least he could have done was separate what he thought was good from what he thought was whack. You know what I'm saying? You can't put everybody in that one box and say 90s hip-hop is overrated. That's the most ridiculous statement I ever heard. The Chronic, Dr. Dre. Are you listening to Snoop Doggy Style? There's so many great albums that came out in that era. Biggie's Ready to Die. Nas's It Was Written. Brand Nubian's One for All. Like, what is he talking about?
It's heartbreaking for me to hear young people saying that, because it's obviously you're not informed well enough, because like all these records that you just shouted out, that's such a spectrum of sounds, whether you're looking at from an Outkast to the West Coast to East Coast, there's so much.
He knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing. What's his name?
He better watch out. Vince Staples.
Vince Staples knew what he was doing.
I know.
He got everybody to... It's almost like Kendrick Lamar when he kind of called out certain people on that one record he did. But I didn't take it as a diss. I took it as a call to arms. But with Vince Staples, what's different about what he said is, you're talking about a whole era. You know, he knew what he was doing. He got the spotlight on himself, and it's on him hard right now. So now he just has to deal with that particular spotlight and make them records. them hot records.
But don't you think that's sad too, that this is what the game is so much now? It's about creating controversy rather than getting attention from Skills.
It's all strategy. I get it. I totally get it. Because certain people were doing that in the 90s a little bit too. Don't think they weren't. But he ain't slick. I know what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? He was like, yeah, all eyes on me. Speaking of 90s era, Tupac, come on. Alcoholic, Souls of Mischief, Far Side. Are you listening, De La? Come on, B. What is he talking about? Exhibit, that whole Liquid crew. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's bugging. But I get it. You wanted that attention, and you got it.
I think it smells fishy. But no, I did mean to stick with this quick fire round, which we deviated from. But okay, who's your all-time favorite hip-hop group? Pick one.
It's not fair.
I know. I know. One.
De La Soul. De La Soul. I mean, really, Run DMC, but De La is like, that's my group right there.
You know who I haven't heard you mention today? Public Enemy.
They're up there too. See, Run DMC, EPMD, De La, Public Enemy, Brand Nubian, Wu-Tang.
Gangsta.
Definitely Gangsta. See, you always forget, always forget one. I gotta write them down sometimes.
It is hard to pick. Who's your favorite non-hip-hop artist or act?
Ever? Stevie Wonder. That was easy. Stevie Wonder's my favorite male singer of all times. Shaka Khan's my favorite female. Of all times. We could go on for days, but Shaka is the one for me.
Who is your, well, maybe you've already answered this question, but who is your single greatest musical hero or heroine?
Man, that's difficult too, but I'd have to say Stevie again. He's timeless. He's been doing it for eons. Musician, singer, his voice is, wow. Like, he's crazy with it.
Who's your personal most influential artist on you as an MC?
Karis One.
And if you weren't an MC, if you hadn't worked in music, what career path would you like to pursue?
Sports broadcasting, sports journalism, which I'm actually chasing right now.
Garvey High, where all the guys were corny, but the girls were mad fly. Lounging with the tipster, cooling with shop, scoping out the honeys, they know who they are. I was the b-ball playing, fly rhyme saying, fly girl getting, but never was I sweating. Cause when it came to honeys, I would go in a stroke until I met my match. Her name was Flo. Yeah, I messed around with the one called Flo. All the troopers round the way used to call her a hoe. But deep down in my heart, I knew that Flo was good to go, cause I thought it was me, like Belle Biv DeVoe. But little did I know that she was playing with my mind. The only thing I've learned is good girls are hard to find. I feel like Heavy D, I need somebody for me. Not someone whose mind is blank and trying to juice me for my banks. Swinging with my main man, Lucky, behind my back. What type of crap is that? Yo, how's about a smack? Word life, I can't front. Thought I was all that. But now it seems I've met my match. I was a stone cold lover. You couldn't tell me jack. Settling down with one girl, wasn't trying to hear that. I had Tanya, Tamika, Sharon, Karen, Tina, Stacy, Julie, Tracy. Used to love them, leave them, skeeze them, tease them, find them, lose them, also abuse them. My whole attitude was new day, next hunt. And believe it or not, they all got done. But here comes Flo with the crazy whip appeal, and I'm all too man like Alexander O'Neal. Is this really love? Then again, how would I know? After all this time trying to be a super hoe, she finally played me. But yo, I'd find another, cause I've got the crazy game, and yo, I'm smooth.
Hey, yo,
like butter.
It's like butter. It's like butter, baby. 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 It's like butter. Like the butter, baby. Not no parquet, not no margarine. Strictly butter. Strictly butter, baby.
I remember when girls were goody two-shoes, but now they turn to freaks all of a sudden.
We love you, bye.
Ease off, ho. My name's Malik. Fight this, fight that. Where you going, where you at? These girls don't know me from Jack. Yet I feel like the Mac. You didn't want me then, so yo, hun, don't want me now. Here, here, take the towel. Wipe off your brow and take the contact out your eye. You're far from looking fly. You're getting E for effort and T for nice try. And tell me what's the reason for dying your hair. Slum village gold still dangling in your ear. You barely have a neck but still sporting a rope. Four finger ring just so
Pfeiffer can scope. You looked in the mirror, didn't know what to do. Yesterday your eyes were brown, but today they are blue. Your whole appearance is a lie and it can never be true. And if you really like yourself, then you would try and be you. If your hair and eyes are real, I wouldn't have dissed you. But since it was boy, I had to dismiss you. But if you can't achieve it, then why not try and weave it? If you can't extend it, then you might as well suspend it. If you can't braid it, best thing to do is fade it. I asked who did your hair and you tell me Diane. Maybe if you were you and just you talk to you, maybe, but I can't stand no bionic lady trying hard to look fly. But yo, you're looking dumber. If I wanted someone like you, I would've swum with Jamie Summers. You wanna be treated right? See Father MC or check Ralph Tresvant for sensitivity. Cause I am not the one. I got more game than Parker Brothers. Fight dog is on the mic and I'm smooth like butter.
It's like butter, baby. It's like butter, baby. It's like butter.
Not the margarine, not the cream. It's like butter, baby. It's like butter.
We couldn't. Butter, mate, we were yeah. like getting butter,
you know,
into
David
this.
Spade loves a bit of butter on his crumpet. You know what I mean?
On his crumpet and
yeah,
bacon.
I'll tell you what, mate.
Some butter's
nice
crumpet.
Bit of bacon, mate. Oi, love a bit of butter's crumpet, mate. You know what I mean?
Some
ain't nothing wrong with that, mate. You know what I mean? Better butter your crumpet if you're going to have a cup of Rosalie on it. You know what I mean?
But that was me talking to Fife, formerly of A Tribe Called Quest, before he performed last week at the Jazz Cafe, which was pretty funky fresh. I got to send a shout out to DJ Rasta Root. It was lovely to see you too. He was spinning 4 or 5. And we right now are joined by the main man, Johnsy D. And you were at the show last week at Jazz Cafe, weren't you?
I was at the show. There was no way I was going to miss the 5 foot assassin.
You know what I mean? And can you believe that it's the 25th anniversary of their first album?
Them man, you're young, you know. Because I looked on the first video, right?
Yeah.
And obviously they look babies and that. Yeah. But you know, this hip hop thing keeps us young, mate.
Right, I'm telling you, boy. When I saw the picture, I was like, "Rah, mama looks young." Like he looks there's some Benjamin Button syndrome going
yeah.
on there.
Well, I have to say something. I relate to Fife where the illness is concerned, because I'm a diabetic. Yeah.
Oh, for real.
When's the last time
Johns.
You heard a funky diabetic?
Yeah.
Right now,
man.
It's right now.
Man.
And,
I didn't know that, but yeah.
And it can take a toll on you, but the
for
thing
real.
Is, it's a lot to do with being happy. And I think that, you know, when he was on the mic there just spitting and we're all cheering and stuff, I think that's why he's healthy, you know what I mean? Because he's touring
healing.
Again.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I get you, I get you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah. It keeps you going. It's like you're saying, it's something that keeps you alive.
Yeah, man.
Being able to perform, do what you love, basically. Doing what you love keeps you going.
Definitely,
yeah?
And spreading joy through music. That's a blessing too, you know. But yeah, being the 25th anniversary of the Tribe first album, and they did that performance on TV the last week, and there's this bunch of remixes that have come out. I don't know why people do this, really, to celebrate that it is like this anniversary, because it's kind of like hearing this J. Cole remix of Bonita something, but either way it's totally not memorable and just like it was a waste of everyone's time, really. So don't look out for those remixes, but the original album's really dope, and I think they've actually done a version where it's the whole album but on 45s. So pick that up for you vinyl diggers out there, and definitely check out Fife online. You can find him everywhere at I Am The Fifer on Twitter and all that good stuff. But it was so lovely talking to him. And but right now it's all about you, Johnsy.
Hey, well, I'd just like to mention before we get into that is the Love Movement album. I personally think that album is banging.
Yeah,
and some people are like,
that was the white cover. That album was crazy.
And
that
it's not slow listening back to it now. How it's like you're hearing it with the fresh ears rather than hearing it in the context of then and the way people were judging it and gunning it then.
I didn't
like
understand
now.
The gunning, though, to be honest. That for me was like, bruh, this, you know, don't get me wrong, I love Tribe, but I wasn't into Tribe the way everyone else was before that album. That album was like, yo, this is nice. And you know, then you start hearing that Dilla was a big part of the production. You know what I mean? Like, but it was weird. I felt like a bit of an outcast. Like, all right, I'll just stay
you're
over here.
To speak
and,
up.
Yeah.
No, but
let
it
me
just
not
shows
get myself
you,
into trouble with my.
It just
know,
shows you how
Biggie
spoiled we
pun.
Were, though, and how spoiled we've been in the past. You know, for people, it was just so easy to be so fickle and just shut down like records like that.
Yeah,
we were
I was
just
surprised
like,
when
so
people
spoiled.
Were gunning that album. Like, really? Like, it's something I'm missing here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but now. The game done changed, isn't
the
it?
Game done.
And
we're
like,
looking
please.
Back all them old albums thinking, oh, this is genius.
Yeah. All those records we thought were mediocre.
Yeah, exactly.
We're now
exactly.
like, it's amazing. And speaking of the Tribe catalogue, did you know that November is Hip Hop History Month?
I didn't know that. I knew it was the UK.
Jonesy!
I didn't know. I'm so sorry. My God. I've lost all my kudos.
Yeah, don't worry. You weren't the only one. I didn't know either.
I don't think anyone other than KRS-One knew that.
He tends to be the first person to know something about hip-hop, isn't he?
Or about anything. Big to up blast Chris out all the information.
Blast
yes.
Master KRS.
Hopefully we'll get him on the show in the future. But I don't know if you're a fan of University Challenge, Jonesy.
Oh.
Now like,
you're touching my academic nerves now. Yeah. Okay, let's do this, man.
You're like, what is University Challenge? Well, I'm a fan of University Challenge.
Okay.
I'm not ashamed to say
What's his name? Bamba Gascoigne.
No, that was like way back in the day.
Am I showing my age? Oh yeah, my God, yeah. I'm showing my age
that
now.
That was like in Paul Robeson days.
The fact that you remember
like,
his name, boy.
Windows days was like.
No. You cancelled out the showing the age bit by remembering what his name was, though.
Boom! Yeah. Bam.
Alzheimer's ain't kicked in yet. Yeah,
not yet, not yet.
But no, it's Paxman.
Bamba Gascoigne, Jesus. Taking it back,
Jeremy Paxman. Okay. But you know, I love hip hop. I love a bit of University Challenge, which is we're getting nearer to the final of University Challenge. And yeah, so I thought, what better idea or worse idea than to combine the two?
Okay.
And so that's where this part of the show throughout November we're playing a game of Hip Hop University Challenge. So are you ready? Can I just make a disclaimer that I am terrible at recalling information on the spot?
Okay.
Yeah, I'll just make a disclaimer for you and say, guess who the winner was last week, my beloved?
And
I knew the answers to all of those questions other than the lobby.
Once you found them out, you knew them.
Yeah, once I got home and then was next.
Yeah, and did some research.
Other than the little Wayne question,
apparently John Z.D. is going to be helping you now. Is that, that's how you lot are going to be ganging up on me.
Basically.
I thought what would be interesting.
You're just too good.
I don't know, man. We'll find out now, isn't it?
Last week I was just kind of chilling, like, oh yeah, let's listen to this, and forgetting that I was actually taking part in the competition. That's my excuse anyway. But
right,
it's not going to work this week. But are you ready, Jonesy?
I'm ready.
Are you ready, Mice?
Yeah, let's find out if our buttons are ready.
Okay, go on.
Fubar Radio Diggy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think let's kick this off.
Okay.
Hip-Hop University Challenge. Asking the questions is not Jeremy Paxman.
Or Bamba Gascoigne.
Or Bamba.
Welcome to Hip-Hop University Challenge. Let's meet the two players.
Hi, my name is Sarah Love. I'm a DJ and I'm straight out of Haringey.
Hi, my name is Mighty Mice and I like my rice with the nicest spice, mother lovers.
Hello, my name is Jonesy D and I'm working with Maestro against Sarah. Or am I working with Sarah against Maestro?
I guess just take any team you like. Any question, just go with any team. It's not that serious, really.
Good.
It is, but don't let her know about it.
Okay, let's do this.
Okay then, fingers on buzzers. Here's your first starter question for 10. What rapper held the nickname Son of Curtis Blow? Fubar Radio Diggy.
Son of Curtis Blow?
Sean Price?
I don't know.
It's the blow part, I thought.
No.
Cocaine.
No. I can't buzz in on...
What rapper held the nickname Son of Curtis Blow?
Oh, wait, I do know this. Hold on. Okay, it's taking too long.
Okay, honestly, I was going to just say...
Trey.
Running. Nat's Deuce. Trying to help us. Skiing. Running. Run.
Run DMC.
Run. Run of Run DMC.
Love.
Run of Run DMC.
Run.
Nat is basically giving
up. Okay. So Nat just basically starts doing the running.
That's
man.
Correct. Yeah. So DJ she run really helps. Run DMC.
Jonesy was the only one who caught that. I thought she was skiing.
I thought she was skiing too. I think I win that. Those 10 points. Okay. That's 10-0.
Okay then, fingers on buzzers. Here's your first starter question for 10.
Okay.
Before adding the Miller to his Mac, the 19-year-old Pittsburgh rapper went by which name? Mac. Fubar Radio Diggy.
I know.
Mac and cheese. Cheese, do you get it?
No. Right, can I have a go? Mac Lethal.
Fubar Radio Love.
Mac Lethal.
No.
Oh, I was going to say, because that's a battle rapper, isn't it?
I know very little about him, to be
Before
honest.
Before adding the Miller to his Mac, the 19-year-old Pittsburgh rapper went by which name? Fubar Radio Diggy.
Mac Aroni. And cheese.
Like,
and cheese. Macaroni
I wish
and
he
cheese.
Did. Oh, fuck, man. We should write Tin Turn to change his name to that.
Yes, oh. Easy Mac.
Easy. Of course it was Easy Mac. It.
You know what? That was coming to me.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, maybe
it's
not.
It's still 10-0, okay?
Calvin Cordazar Broadus is the government name of
Fubar Radio
rapper?
Love.
I know.
Correct.
Fubar Radio Love.
Okay. Snoop Doggy Dog.
Correct. Correct.
Not in that key, though.
The answer's Snoop Dogg.
Well, whatever key it is, it's still 20-0, all right? All right, okay, next question again, now. Dad. Let's do this.
Give me a little weight question, please. Joke,
auto-tune.
What rapper condemned using auto-tune in rap with his song D.O.A.?
Fubar Radio Diggy.
Oh, gosh.
J to the motherfucking Z.
Correct.
Nyagas.
He correct, Jay-Z, of course.
Yeah, you could have said motherfucking, but yeah.
And what legendary MC was first known as Kid Wizard?
Fubar Radio Diggy.
This is interesting.
Look at you just pressing the buttons, then I can't.
That's
do
what
it.
You meant to do, isn't it?
No, and then log it out
legendary
while you
MC,
think about
it. Kid Wizard.
Kid was. Ooh.
Kid Capri, no, because he's not an MC,
no.
So I got that wrong.
No. We're hearing
I got to remember not to think out loud. Yeah, I got to remember not to think out loud.
Kid Wizard.
This is real university challenge, right?
This is
I ain't got a clue what the
fuck. We can challenge those cats from Cambridge and Oxford. Yeah, one more time.
And what legendary MC was first known as Kid Wizard?
Fubar Radio Love.
I don't know the answer immediately, but I just wanted to hear that. Kid Wizard.
Johnsy trying to Google the shit right quick.
I'm straight up Googling, mate.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, I'm cheating, man.
I'll go with...
Okay, we're rapidly losing our hip-hop credentials
I'm
here.
I'm embarrassed.
Tweet us if you know the answer.
Yeah, please. Yeah, because if anybody can tweet this without going on Google, big up
I don't know. Yeah, you know what? Anyone who tweets this is plainly Googled it.
Kid Wizard.
Go on, what's
Nat's
the answer?
Killing it with the questions.
Yeah, this is
Rakim.
Good. Wow.
I did not know
that at all, boy.
Thank
that's something
you,
we
Nat.
Might not never have known
Nat
about.
Nat is schooling us.
Hey,
Nat
high
is
five,
the
Nat.
Main lady of Fubar Radio.
That's
killing it.
I was trying to work Nat. Out. They must have kept the Kid or the Wiz.
Yeah, it's some
you
one
know,
of
that's
them.
Where
wow,
I
so that,
pretty
did,
much
was that
the
was
thought.
Someone keeping the score there? Because...
Two for Sarah.
2-0.
None.
Ooh.
I suspect it was
so,
before
right,
we became
so,
five.
So we're
so
one
you
each.
Won, you
I won last
the first
week.
Round.
You won this
second
week.
Round. We've got a couple more rounds to go till the end of this Hip Hop University all right. Challenge.
All right. It's cool.
You're going
it's cool.
down.
I'm
going
to do my revision this week. Make sure. Tune in next week for more Hip Hop University Challenge.
But remember, we need not Jeremy Paxman.
A very impressive performance from both players. Mm. And
no, just
please
me.
Join us in a week's time for the next round of Hip Hop University Challenge.
Yeah, that's cool.
But
it's
until
cool.
then, it's peace out from DJ Sarah Love.
Peace.
And peace out from my Stiggy.
Peace.
And it's peace out from me. Peace.
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 Very how good. Did you get
peace
Jeremy
out from
Jonesy
D as well?
Listen, hey. I know people in high places, John Z.
You know
I
mean? Jeremy Paxton, you know.
Hey, man.
Paxton.
Wow. No, his name is not Jeremy Paxton.
His name is not Jeremy
actor,
Paxton.
Right?
Yeah, his name is
that's
not
Bill
Jeremy Paxton.
I'm thinking of Bill
you're
Paxton.
You're taking this back with
that's
all these
that's the guy's
Oscar
name,
wins.
Not Jeremy Paxton.
Sorry, Jeremy Paxman.
Jeremy Paxman is the University Paxman. Challenge dude, but our host
his
is not
name,
Jeremy
yeah,
Paxman.
That's his name. His actual name is not Jeremy Paxman, as in not... hyphen Jeremy Paxman.
Paxton.
Well, I'm feeling rejuvenated
Paxton, yeah,
by
Paxton, isn't it?
I'm feeling rejuvenated by this week's result. I'm ready. I was crying myself to sleep last week after how
did
I just got
Nat
demolished.
Did you notice Nat sneaked in the death of auto-tune? She's like, okay, you don't
she
want an auto-tune question, so
yeah.
What we'll give you
see,
is
Nat
an auto-tune question.
Yeah. That
Nat's
was good.
Deep,
I like that one.
Nat's killing it. So yes, you'll have to keep it locked to Fubar Radio next
jeez.
Week. Tune in Monday 4 till 6 p.m.
Oh,
to see
man.
How this tournament of Hip Hop University Challenge develops.
So much pressure.
So much pressure. And we are right now have Jonesy D with us. We're going to be chatting more with you next about an ill project that you're showcasing this week. So I'm looking forward to hearing all about that. Did you guys hear this new tune from Freddie Gibbs and Black Thought?
How did it sound? What did it sound like?
Sounds a little bit like this.
I know this.
I know.
I know the sample. Where's that from?
It's Sarah Love, my Stiggy. We have Jonesy D in the studio. Coming up, we've got an ill open mic for you with some super talented MCs, so keep it locked.
Yeah. Here we come, yeah. Took
Niggas older than a certain McCorder like five nickels. Man, I stay on point like icicle. Niggas can't decode it to figure my rhyme riddle. Took my money to the sources and fuck the man in the middle. Talking hard, soft, heroin green, that's what we had, boy. Erica was a bag lady, I was the bag boy. Option was that minimum wage, live in a cave. Build a prison every day, man, they cultivating the slaves in this new age. Lose weight, it's food gaze. I'm the whole gallon, they had pints like school days. I been killing them since school, Mo D, rock cool phase. $0, zero tolerance, letting that tube bang. Nigga, yeah, nigga. And if the devil die today, I'ma treat it like it's a holiday. Yeah, yeah. About the Michael Jackson beat it, I mean it, I got a party, yeah. Nigga, yeah. Ain't nothing funny, but I play with the money like it's Monopoly. Yeah, yeah. I used to lay in bed staring at the ceiling fan, feeling cramps, wishing I could get a kilogram. Trying to understand why I want to kill a man with high hopes like rubber tree plants and ants. We cheat death with each breath. The only one who make it last forever is keep sweat. You ever see a body lying dead in the streets yet? Then eat breakfast. Swallow false beliefs like police justice. If my city is like yours, the cereal scratch. Fingerprints is wiped off. And people seem to always have something to fight for, but still end up in the state pen of the psych ward. It's like soft. They catch so many casualties. It's like war. That's the reason I don't believe in a hype, y'all. The devil talking about he wanna extradite, y'all. Now I'm the nigga they shining the searchlight for.
Yeah, nigga. And if the devil die today, I'ma treat it like it's a holiday. Yeah, yeah. About the Michael Jackson beat it, I mean it, I got a party, yeah. Nigga, yeah. Ain't nothing funny, but I play with the money like it's Monopoly. Yeah, yeah. And if the devil die today, I'ma treat it like it's a holiday. Yeah, yeah. Homie sold me your 9 million, 9 nickel. Man, I stay on point like icicle. Say you got that yole in your fist, girl looking fickle. They like Jordans out of the gas station, they ain't official. I got $1,000 jeans on my ass. She cousin got a lights and a gas cut last week. How that make me look if I don't help her get up on her feet? She keep a different nigga, man, she get up pregnant every week. I pray you take these devils out, I like love. That's on vice, Lord. Baby mamas come with that drama, made up my wife, Lord. Know I'm doing wrong, hope you see I'm trying to do right, Lord. Shake them up and blow on the dice, I pay the price, Lord. Lord, nigga, yeah. Yeah, yeah. About the Michael Jackson beat it, I mean it, I got a party, yeah. Nigga, yeah. Ain't nothing funny, but I play with the money like it's Monopoly. Yeah, yeah.
My memoirs are like the anarchist cookbook meets the Time for a Spring Summer lookbook. Some people wanna see me hanging from a good hook. Instead I hang with a language of slang and the anguish and pain fit us well, cause it came with us. After all these years carrying the shame with us, now the entire planet is going insane with us. 7-year-old kids carrying flame spitters, 4 to 5 fences, more than 5 senses. Crossfire, miss my little daughter by inches. Chemical dependence, medical expenses, with no amount of money on earth could buy vengeance. Writing a life sentence, sirens 5 inches. Tyrant seen through the eyes of the wide lenses. Senseless crimes that some of us want to drive Benzes. But are you trying to ride with us or against us?
As long as they kill us and go to Wendy's and have a burger and go to sleep, they gonna keep killing us. But when we die and they die,
rocking in the
studio. Doing a little Bob James dance, you know what I mean? Thinking of Taxi right now.
Nat's bussing her, popping and locking. As you can tell, we do like some good hip hop music.
Now,
that was a brand
you,
new
boy.
Freddie Gibbs, Black Thought. It's called Extra Diet.
Yep, featuring my favorite rapper, Black Thought.
Beastin'. I got to send some shouts out.
Ting.
Yes, to KB locked into the show. We got Life locked in. Emma Patton. Mr. Pete Bond. Oi, oi!
Oi, oi, mate. I'll tell you what. Shout out from, you know what I mean, Rumford. Dave the Spade is in here.
Maybe
when's the next party, mate? When's the next party, Pete?
We're working on it. We're working on it. Andreas cool. locked into the show. And Sam Davies, too. It's lovely to have you. Remember, you can send your shouts through to the studio at hiphop@foodbarradio.com or hit us on Twitter @foodbarradio2. But right now, we're joined by the lovely, the hyperactive, the never stopping, the no BE, Mr. John C. D. It's so lovely to have you here, John.
Yeah, man, it's been long, man. And I remember we were meant to come on, I was meant to come on the show a little while ago, but I've been in America with Breaking Convention. And we did North Carolina and we did the Harlem Apollo.
Amazing.
Wow. And how are you going on?
I'm telling you,
this is live at the Apollo.
Live at the Apollo, yeah. And it, what was deep about it is that, you know, everybody knows about the history of James Brown. He's very famous for doing his stuff. Whereas a lot of the artists in hip hop are greatly influenced by Stubblefield and James Brown. Stubblefield for the beats itself, you know what I mean?
Stubblefield.
So there was a real deep moment for every artist who went up there, especially my girl from France by the name of Antoinette Gomez. She killed the show with a solo that was based upon, what's her name? Nina Simone, because she's really she's black, like talking, she's like blue black, blue black. And she struggled a lot growing up, you know what I mean, with people telling her about dark shears and stuff. So she did a piece
so
about
she's
that.
French.
She's French, okay. You know what I mean? But she was rolling with us as part of the international program that we presented there. And basically, it's like selling snow to an Inuit. Yeah, because this is the birthplace of hip hop. But we presented to
them elements of hip hop
where they ain't seen before. Yeah, and I'm on stage hosting with Grandmaster Caz.
He's a sweetheart.
From the Rocksteady crew.
Yes, he's the man. I love him.
He's DJing outside, jumping on the cypher and that. And the legendary twins, the first ever B-boys established by Kool Herc at the first parties, they were there and they acknowledged themselves as ambassadors for Breaking Convention globally.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean? So we achieved so many things out there. It was incredible. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm back. And I'm still in LA time, to be honest with you. I keep falling asleep.
You still got jet lag, yeah.
Mate, still got jet lag. And I'm talking 2.5 weeks later, I'm still there. You know why?
You didn't sleep.
I didn't sleep. And obviously, I wasn't feeling too well in California, so I had to get medication.
Oh,
Cali. So there's a lot to do with that.
For your glaucoma and osteoporosis. And
I'll tell you, a bit of vertigo, mate. You know what I mean?
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, you know, you got to get medication when you're in California. It's legal out there, so why not, mate?
Yeah, of course.
When in Rome, mate, you know what I mean? So what did you get there? What did you get? The gels or what did you get?
Mice is like, okay, let's talk about what's important
biscuits.
First.
Well, you know, the oils, which really
you got
helped,
the oils.
You know what I mean?
They cleared.
My chest is like, like, I'm coughing now because like, I'm not in California now, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're ill
but
again.
But it was really, really good.
You know, they say apparently with the oil, you should avoid the ones that are like brown coloured. Like the ones that are transparent coloured is better, because apparently the ones that are brown coloured, they're more treated with other like chemicals and processes and things. So FUBAR Radio listeners, that's what you need to know. Make sure
that's really important information.
But there's some more information which you'd like to move on to.
More
quickly.
Importantly, we want to find out. We were asking the crowd, what inspires you the most? I've run into some crazy bits of inspiration in the last week or so, especially to do with like mountain climbing. Not that I'd ever do it myself, but it inspired me to do some other shit that could take you up there. What inspires you the most, John?
How have you kept this show on the road? Because it's like years now, Breaking Convention have been killing it on a serious level. Okay. Like, what has inspired you,
man? What has inspired me to keep that going is providing a platform for people, basically, doing hip hop. Everybody knows that I've been putting on events from way back in the day, Apricot Jam, and all them things. And for me, I know a whole bunch of talented people and quite often they don't get put on. So I'd like to create a context so they can get put on. So
that's beautiful, man.
More time what it's all about. And, you know, me as an artist, you know, I like the fact that I can perform and people can say, yo, Jonesy, that was dope. But actually, I'm more excited about seeing fresh new talent coming through, you know what I mean? But anyway, as a result of that, over the years of doing Breaking Convention, I was offered an MBE. By Her Majesty the Queen.
So for people who don't know what that means,
it means member of the British Empire.
Oh, you know, so what, it's not though? Like how Mobo switched it from.
Did you hear about that? They switched it from music of black origin. It's not that anymore.
What is it now?
Music of British origin. Don't you think that's kind of deep?
No way.
Yeah. Don't you
what
think that's kind
of
deep?
Music of British origin, though.
It's like music made in Britain, mate. You know what I mean? It's like you're in the studio with a Bacon Sarnie having some pie and mash, mate, and
so
a pie.
Yeah, because Chaz and Dave, like.
Chaz and Dave.
When I'm cleaning windows.
Yeah. Is there, or maybe George River Formby. Dance type thing?
River Dance?
Maybe
that's
some
Irish,
river,
though,
but yeah. British. Whoa, comes right under, British, I guess, you know, I don't know.
Let's not get into that right now.
Maybe not offend any Irish listeners. I'm not trying to be controversial. I'm on your side too, yeah. But no, it's so kind of deep, the MBE thing. Because I can see how for many people when they get offered the MBE, mm-hmm. which for those who don't know is basically like the Queen and all her crew, they give you a little pat on the back and a badge. Mm-hmm. And it means that you're down with them. You have these letters after your name, so then you get to be called. Oh no, OBE is you get the title Lord.
No, it's not yet. It's actually starts with MBE.
Yeah.
That's what regular people like me and footballers get. Then OBE, that means that you're a little bit more special. Then CBE, and they stand for Member of the British Empire, Officer of the British Empire,
wow.
and then Commander of the British Empire. So everything is basically based upon military.
It sounds scary, to be honest. And when you're actually someone who has studied British colonial history, it's like, hold on a second, wow, do I really want to be down with you slave people? Because I can see how it's tempting for a lot of people to get offered because it's like, I've been grafting all these years for this. Finally, I'm getting recognition.
Yes.
And this is something that can go after my name so everyone else can understand the hard work that I've done. So you
accepted it then?
Well, let me just say this. I'm doing a show about all of the voices and all of the people that I spoke to about deciding whether I should or not. And to be honest with you, I'm only going to share this with the FUBAR listeners because usually I just say to people, no, come and see the show. But I'll tell you all now, I rejected it. And I'm not going to get into why I rejected it.
Obviously, that's what the show is about, why you rejected it. And
actually, it's not. Most of the show is about me chatting to people who are giving me information. Would you like me to give you a little clip of the show?
Definitely.
If you could, man, that would be an exclusive right here on FUBAR Radio. This is some shit you should be paying for, but we're going to give it to you right damn now.
That's free.
And the name of the show is?
The Letter to B or to MBE.
Okay, take it away.
Ah, come in, sit down, Jonty. Your acceptance would be excellent for the arts, especially for the development of street dance. Oops, I'm sorry, Jonty. Hip hop. An MBE actually automatically puts you into a certain category that can't harm your ability to raise funds now, can it? On the contrary. No, Jonzy. The Empire, it's an archaic idea. See, nobody's thinking colonialism now, clearly. It's merely a legacy name, I'm sure. It just doesn't mean the same thing anymore. The 1960s saw a lot of British colonies become independent, and the honour system has acknowledged this by awarding excellence across the wider populace, from lollipop ladies to engineers to hip-hop theatre pioneers. It's an acknowledgement of your success. You bring a voice to the voiceless, and arguably this is the loudest it gets. You're not proud of it yet. Maybe you should think it over. It can't compromise your image, Jonzy. Ally your fears. You're already mainstream. That's why you're here.
Oh, tantalizing.
Yo, that sounds very draconian-esque, you know, like do I really want to be involved in this or not?
Yes, dude.
Scene.
Yes, so okay. I had to go through all of that stuff. You
but
know
I
mean?
Also wonder like whether there's a kind of backlash to refusing it.
Yeah, was there or
there's
has there been?
There has been.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, for you personally, you mean?
Yes.
Oh,
I did a little something on Sky News last Christmas where they talked about whether it's relevant for people of colour, this, that and the other. So I just said that
whether
nah,
what
not.
Is, sorry.
The MBE, sorry, is relevant.
Accepting
to,
it.
Accepting
oh, wow.
it.
Okay.
And when I looked online and saw the comments, I'm getting gunned, brethren. They're on some like
getting
yeah. Well, if you don't like it, then fuck off out of it.
Honestly,
straight
go back to where you came from.
Straight up and down, like you're ungrateful.
Go back
mate.
To where you
go
came
back
from.
Go back to where you came from. That. Well, I'm like, dude, I'm from East London, mate.
UKIP were inspired. The they UKIP were so followers were inspired.
I got gunned. But, you know,
damn.
At the same time, there was a lot of supporters on there as well. So, you know, what we have to do is acknowledge that there are diverse voices in society. There's not one voice. And we have to make sure that all of the voices in society are represented.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is, at the end of the day, you're willing to go out there and, it, like, to me, this is kind of you... You haven't accepted it, which is, that's your choice. Some people might have loved to have got that sort of offer.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, because you've refused it, you've probably felt like, I need to let people know why I've refused it.
Mm-hmm.
Why you shouldn't look at this as something that, you know, is like, oh, wow, this is a big accolade. Like, wow, yeah. This is amazing.
Yeah.
And so now you're getting a chance in your own way of yeah. expression to tell people that reason. And well, so it's like, I'm sure you're expecting that there are going to be people like what are you talking about not accepting an MBE?
I mean, in truth, like, when I first put the show on, I was going to do a panel discussion with myself, Benjamin Zephaniah,
I love him,
Omar,
love him,
and Lem Sisse, yeah? Two people that accepted this,
yeah,
and two people that didn't. Mm. And we were just going to talk about it, do you know what I mean? Because for me, it's not about judgment and judging people that choose to do it or not.
Mm-hmm.
It's just about, for me, can I sleep at night?
Mm.
Simple things, you know what I mean? Yeah, and for me, I'm not going to sleep at night if I acknowledge my ancestors who went through the horror that is colonialism, do you know what I mean?
But I wonder also for people who accept it, like, really, what does it add to their life or careers, experiences?
Well, you get them letters at the end of your name, innit? You get them, you know.
I but don't need those help? Letters. I got two letters before my name. DJ, y'all!
Truly.
No, but did you see that Ill series that was on recently on the BBC by David Olusoga, the Britain's secret slave owners?
Yes.
Do you know your owners?
Yes.
Do you know your people, huh? Do you know these people that take this thing from this place and bring it here? Huh? Do you know them?
Huh?
I don't know, mate. I can't even speak the language, mate, so I wouldn't know, would I?
Yeah, but, which I is mean, interesting that- because there's a lot of people finding out that they actually had ancestry. People from colonial states were finding out that they had ancestry by, you know, that was mm-hmm. colonizers, right?
Yeah, I mean,
which,
like,
scary,
it's pretty difficult, I reckon, to even find someone who hasn't got some sort of mix in them. So even if you are Nigel Farage, blatantly, he's got something else going. Like, who is pure British, like, English?
Nigel Farage actually looks like one of the aliens off of Star Wars, or was it Empire Strikes Back?
No,
you know
yeah.
the one that speaks?
Yeah.
Was it,
the one that's like a squid kind of thing. Yeah. Oh, gosh, what was his name?
Like,
oh, there was someone else I used to clown back in the day who looked like him
but
as well.
Him. So I think that he's mixed with alien, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he really should get off of that immigration.
But that kind of gives him props to, yeah, look like something. But no, but seriously, anyone who missed that series on BBC, like, definitely go watach that, because that was amazing and it was harrowing.
Yeah, man.
You know, eye-opening, the part when right? they're just like saying, as a punishment, like, a slave, we tied him up and then shat in his mouth.
Wow.
That was stuff that was, like, documented. And then the other thing with our whole colonial history in sorry, I didn't mean
that?
To excite
like
you there. I'm trying to make serious
so
points here, John Z. You dirty bugger.
Yeah,
but that dirty bugger, literally.
Let me post that link on
just type that in. I'm not, I'm just, no, let me just
anyway,
stop.
Back
okay.
to all seriousness.
yeah.
So they shat in his mouth.
Keep going.
Right, what are
anyway,
you proving?
It's a
some people would
point.
Pay you for that shit right now. That's the
that's
mad.
It.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, this is my fallback plan in retirement. No, and I mean that whole our whole colonial history. When you see the things that are documented, where it's like that stuff can bring a tear to your eye, man.
Mm.
Like it's so, it's just horrific, just to even imagine, and then let alone think this is my our ancestors kind of thing. Then you think all the stories that were never told or never documented.
Right.
It just scares me
to even
think
wonder.
About that,
yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's very true.
And so
true.
When you think ultimately, the only reason the Queen is there is she's standing on the shoulders of generation and generation and generation of people stolen from their homeland.
Brap.
You know, and so it's like that's the only reason they're there. The people who control the economy, they control the country. And so all these people with their lord title and service and the queen that and the monarchy, all anyone attached to the monarchy, really, what have they done? And that's why I feel sorry for them too, because, you know, it's nice to be maestro and you have people's respect and props, because you have earned your stripes and you've killed it. But you know, to be Prince Harry, you're stuck with being Prince Harry.
Yeah.
You can't prove to no one that you actually have a reason to hold that position other than you just happen to be a slave owner's grandchild.
How comes you got offered that? What did you do?
I just killed the dance. That's what I did. I just killed the dance. Basically, I killed Sadler's Wells. That's what happened.
I mean, the reason why a lot of people even know about Sadler's Wells is because of what you've done
breaking.
There. Yeah, breaking.
Good point.
Yeah.
That's good. I like
add that.
Add that
to the CV.
Add that to the CV because you're right. Not enough people don't even know about Sadler's Wells. Mm. It's because we presented an art form that they don't mess with, but actually that art form is practiced around the corner of the building on all around. You know, there's more people practicing hip hop than practicing classical ballet, basically.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
And the same way with classical ballet, only a few people are actually proper, amazing at it. Do you know what I mean? So we can present you high art by showing these people the killing the discipline at a high level, but we can also show you the community level where there's just a whole bunch of people that's just into this thing.
Yeah,
do you know what
real.
I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, man, we love Sadler's Wells for that. Big up Sadler's Wells all day. You get my respect.
Well, it's lovely having you here, John Z. Are you gonna hang around to the end of the show?
I'm gonna hang around to the end of the show. What time is the show?
Let's just find out.
Six.
Where is the show though? How can people even get there? Like, how can we get tickets? You know,
very good.
The information that people need to know if they want to hear the rest of that.
Share that good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. So it is the Croydonites Festival. So you want to just put Croydonites, yeah, like some kind of weird creature from Croydon.
I'm a Croydonite.
I'm a Croydonite.
I drink Stella. I drink Stella and sniff Coke.
Like other Croydonites. Anybody from Croydon, please tweet in and express your anger right now.
Yeah, tell us how much you sniff.
It's a place called Stanley Halls, and that is SE25. And there is a number which I'm going to get for you after Sarah gives me a break to go and find it.
But otherwise, you can get in touch with John Z.
You can get in contact with me on
not
Twitter.
Not Jonesy, which I hear so often people call you people Jonesy.
It's usually American.
It's Jonesy!
It's Americans. Bonesy. Americans, they've proper got a Jones in their bones. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just Jonesy. But yeah, get at me on Twitter, JONZID. Get at me on Facebook, John Z D Aguilev. Don't ask. Get me on Instagram, John Z D.
But
on
you're going to be hanging around for a little while. We have an ill open mic coming up, and one of my favourite MCs in the country just stepped into the building. So you guys are just going to have to keep it locked to Food Bar Radio to find out who that is. I'm going to hit you guys with something else fresh too. Another MC that I adore, Royster 5'9", right?
Oh,
he's one of the illest beasts right now, for real.
Yep.
And he has some ill flavour with Killer Mike, brand new. This is called Eat What You Killed.
I got caveman tendencies. Niggas club, I club. Niggas. I get clumsy when I slip into a zone. I'm a blood spiller, I grew up to grub on the grub of other niggas. My demeanor's hyena, I'm hiding in this dog eat dog world, waiting for the day you murder prey. I'll come through in the convertible to murder the murderers with gloves on and treat it like it's a big feast and pick my teeth with a vertebrae. Even though I plan to be back, I don't plan to leave behind a bone. I rhyme with no apathy, my mind stuck on beef and bone appetite. I don't have to get deep, I ride alone. Survival of the fittest in this new era, Contra war zone. I'm in my fitted with my blueberry encore 4 zone. I'm trying to stomp a fucking thug long. Enough to make my shoes ugly. Enough for me to walk out of there looking like I got a pair of smudge orange loves on. I'm married to the streets, but the love gone. Up north in the car clean. Sitting somewhere with a Harley looking like an art scene. How I'm cut is my gut feeling tells me you cut wrong. If you got heartstrings, I got a bow and arrow going through mine like the one that Chuck Norris tugs on. He feeling froggy, either he can leap or sip some tea. I'm gripping heat, that's how it's gonna get handled. Even if he mug wrong. Don't underestimate the range of my greatness. I'm blazing all night. Play your cards right. Might want to bring all your aces. I got an angel on my shoulder who's telling me what the hell are you doing while the devil's going fuck what he's saying to Jason. Because of Jay-Z, I got pistols with beams. I call him Glee Games with lasers. You try to face me, your face will be looking like Enrique Iglesias. If yesterday I borrowed from him, tomorrow I'ma repay him with
patience. In my apartment might remind you of Martin. All you see is the Tommy, bruh man, me, Pam, and Cases. I'm trapped with my feet lounged up beside a feline. It sucks that y'all cast is just fucked beyond being a peon. It's probably cause he riding in the neon and I'm in the SL. I'm SLP and he Von Dutch. My wood fragrance is giving these bitches pussy cravings. With the electricity of I is inspired by Elon Musk. He told me he's afraid to talk when I said speak what you feel. And that's exactly how I keep it. Eat what you kill.
Eat what you kill.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm self-made. Eat what you killin', not the truth and feel the cemetery. Rap with wolf spirit, all the crooks feel it. Heart of lion, no, I ain't lying, ho. Violent rhino, angry hippopotamus. Crocodile smile, swimming lakes that are bottomless. Swam cruddy waters, jam muddy waters. Reefer and champagne, played at the end game. End of my campaign, I'm a champagne. See the belt, ho, know I was felt, ho. The Pistons in the 899, oh. Bad boy, like Sean Poe. It's 85 and I'm the best in this Chicago. All that fuck shit you talking is embargo. Will your refrigerator period in a heavy shivet? It's necessary that I triumph over adversaries. Then take the spoils of war and share it with my military. Eat what you killing, that's the truth until the cemetery.
So raw,
real rap,
so lame.
What you kill?
You know this, I'm all the way.
That's the truth.
Now I got them scared, they running, but don't trip. Tried to forewarn. What's up? What's up?
See the belt, ho.
I'm self-made.
What you kill, movement?
What you kill?
Yeah, it says that, kill, something like that. Kill, eat what you kill. Kill. I'm going to go out there and kill a pigeon right down now. He wants some pigeon soup. Huh? Kill, huh? Kill. No one? All right. Fuck you lot then, man.
You keep the pigeon soup, especially if it's London pigeon.
Hey, don't hate on London pigeon. Wood pigeon. You can get decent wood pigeon out there.
Passionate about pigeons. But in all that game.
Sounds like pigeons, rat man. Soup.
All these years I've known you, Mice. I have flying no rat. Idea you
well,
were
that
so
time
well-informed.
I took you out for... Like, you don't realise that. I told them, make the best pigeon soup you
can
make.
You can make. You can muster.
Was that the only reason why it was one date?
Yeah, I was like, I'll call you. Don't call me. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, we got to give some shout-outs. First of all, to Raja. Shout-out to Spider-Man. Who is this? Someone's tweeted in and said... Great new radio show. It's a breath of fresh air. I'm screaming out the fresh music you're championing. Touré and Pete Crack. I'm sure he
wasn't
meant Pete Rock.
Bananas.
Shout out to Javid Moore. That's my brother right there. A lady called Minnie has asked Sarah, did you get Fife's autograph?
Ooh.
That's the voice. There's a lot of question marks as well. So
I'm
I think
scared.
She really wants
to
know.
Do you think Minnie really sounds like that?
Yes, she does. And if you dispute it, you shall get crushed to a mere pulp in futile human.
I'm thinking about Minnie Mouse and stuff. It's
Minnie like, Ripperton.
Yeah.
I'm scared now.
She sounds like this, especially in the mornings. You incompetent human beings.
And who else have we got to send shouts out to? Because we got this ill open mic to get into.
Yo, shout to Paul Judo, who's locked in. Shout to Ryan James Leeming as well. All you mother lovers locked in, man. Keep it fresh as we do all the time, especially after we brush our teeth.
It's all about Mondays on FUBAR Radio, 4 till 6 p.m. All that good hip hop stuff with myself, Sarah Love, and Maestro. Make sure you hit us up in the studio, hiphop@FUBAR Radio, and you can get us on Twitter too. Every week on the show, we're kind of bringing some of the essence of this party me and Maestro used to do back in the day called Kung Fu, where we had this ill open mic where that was just such a dope platform for our favorite MCs. And so every week we're bringing you the FUBAR Radio hip hop show open mic, and I have two of like some of my favourite people doing it right now. Guys, make sure you're speaking into the front of the mic as well so we hear you nice and clear. First of all, we have Miss Amy True in the studio. What's up, Maestro? Mother lover, Jonesy D up here. It's so good to have you here. And also, straight out of Brumtown.
Yeah.
But now holding things down.
Why, where you Shepherd the Bush now?
Are you in the bush? Are you in Shabu, mate?
Yeah, yeah,
with all the the Aussies, yeah. mate. Jesus fucking Christ.
It's the man from Eat Good Records, Mr. Sonny Jim. It's yeah, so lovely to have you here.
Thank you.
And make sure you're talking into the front of the mic too. Professionalism.
You know what? You got another pair of headphones? Because one of the cans is out, you know.
Oh, really? I'll give you my headphones. I'll give you. Oh, no, but I want to listen to you as well. Wait, see
one off for one off.
No,
we'll hook it up. But yes, so Amy, are you going to rap first in that case?
I might as well.
Your headphones are rolling. You're tuned into FUBAR Radio. Now let me get this rolling up for you.
All right. So while she does that, give us your. How can we get hold of you guys, Amy? First of all,
amytrue.co.uk. And then all my social networks will be on there. It's all right to turn a B up for me, please.
Yes, Sonny, what's your links online? How are people going to find you?
I'm just on Twitter, really. SonnyJim01, that's my Twitter handle.
Okay, well, let's get into this. We've got just a little bit of time left, but Amy, take it away. Spit them off!
Yeah, see, I'm a threat to society. Quietly, I won't take the shit. Secret society, silently on the devil's tip. Hubbing variety, open mind, no diet shit. I feed my brain with a truth to undermine my click. See, I'm a Taurus, strong, stubborn and loyal. I hate, but around a week I go mad. My blood boils. I don't like sheep, unique, I'm so royal. I need a strong team that gleams, who'll help you shout and why? Why's it gotta be like this? Suppressed but still blessed, no rest. I got a tortured soul, genius in my way. Smoke haze, I need to gain control. My path and destiny awaits, I'm on a fucking roll. When I was young, I'd dumb, a criminal enrolled. And it was fun for funds to steal a car or two. Robbing drug dealers and bums, I'll cuss you down a few. Give me the look, give me the stare, give me the glare, I dare you to. Open your mouth and be prepared. I'm from a violent home, hate to have to take it there, but struggles in my marrow bone. I meditate to the beat, I learn a lot from life, and this is where my journey begins. I had to grow up, right?
Yeah. We got Amy True, Sarah True. Love, Maestro, Jonesy D.
Yeah.
Sonny Jim.
What?
Eat good.
What?
Alright.
Goes a little something like this.
I'm in the new BM, bumping brand Nubian. Woo! Cuba Penguin, the super slim, the exclusive, elusive prince. Excuse my French, a rock Peruvian, a cop Peruvian kid, tuck your Cuban in. I'm the born again Oakland pimp, I exalted in the golden mink. Woo! My bitch wilding off the leash like a Doberman. Prince of Zamunda when I preach from my podium. Bureaucrat, dabbing this imported hash, got hit by water raft. Now we eat the soft shell and pour a crap. The Belvedere on ice, blueberry pie. I'm too weird to live, too rare to die. Take a look at Shorty, she says she loved my story. And if I get Nick, she'll cover for me. Life is hunky-dory, I'm in the German whip, something sporty. Hit a lick and send some money to my Uncle Paulie. I'm powerlifting till the album's finished. For now it's all about the vegetables and salmon fillets. I'm a gambler fam, I do it how my daddy did it. And this is hometown family business. Trees are twisted like Nana Cherry. Talking 80-20, with a dime to stand to dike it out like Katy Perry. Tell the truth, she'd been good since the day she met me. I blazed the Henry while she made spaghetti.
Straight out of Birmingham, Amy. All right. What?
Leave messages for other life forms like Keo. We know individuality is free flow, so we grow. Never like another, check the beat though. It's 70 spaced out, I'm adapting to the atmosphere, blending in like sore thumb. I look at every angle, never get entangled or dismantled in a matrix. It's mind over matter. Woo. Subconscious with conscience connected to a power that says just keep your light on, fight strong, live long. There's no other way, just deprogram yourself and change channel. But don't get lost in space you can't handle. You're more like a tit in a trance who takes orders. I'm more like the daughter of slaves that has visions. Woo! I'm raw like releasing the pain through inscriptions. Woo! I've seen it all before, this is my last life. My mind is set on what we will become. Try to keep a clear head. Seen it all before, this is my last life. My mind is set on what we will be. Yeah, you see this hip hop thing is a culture. But I've seen vultures and vultures dissect it, engulf it and drain it in stages. For ages we've been trapped in these cages, stolen, dictated, too suppressed. Given things that are nourishing, still we're flourishing. Yes, the only place we express is through this music and art. Let out your mind state and heart. Combining energies, flowing together, heavenly, growing together steadily. Speaking on the topics at hand, building communities. The surface lacking unity, but I ain't giving up. Driven by my soul and the cries of those without no luck. I've bloody had enough. That's why this Barton chicken indigo child may seem too raw or act like something wild. I'm free and I've been caged just like you. I call this passion and fire my desire. I'm that Amy Trucy. Know what I need to do. I must stay focused, not hopeless. Get away from all the hocus pocus, cause it's draining me. And gradually in time you'll see a better person for certain. It's absolutely
the truth.
Don't be shown up by a girl now. Bring it.
Sonny Jim. Come back around.
Yeah.
Sonny Jim, eat good. Sarah Love. Yo.
throw the cornflower on the grouper. We props a shooter, intimidate the prosecutor, knock you off your scooter, hallelujah. What's poppin', Junior? I wanna brutal Sharif, hop up off the cooler. I used to steal my granddaddy's Beamer. He ain't have no license, I ain't have one either. Last action hero, trying to stack De Niro, licking off the Quattro Cinco in Sarajevo. Scuba sizing, scuba diving to my new assignment. Pull out my bazooka and shoot a bison. Orchestrating, Hall of Famer, sip the Johnny Walker straight while I'm waiting at the boarding gate. My rap's classic like the African medallion. I rock the Ralph Harrington, eat the Valium, I'm lounging in the champion. I'm in my Benz playing Barrington. The shit these rappers saying is embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
Well, we got one more age. What are you saying?
More. Keep it going.
Yeah.
Blast my way through zombie crowds, orange ticks and lager louts. Never stop to think about the state we're in, it's party now. No one gives a damn about reality, it's battle now. Different ways to cuss a brother, sister. Can you tell me how it's getting better? We're being wiped out, very clever. Starting with your bank account and mine, see they control the weather. On this bogus journey, straight using my proton pack, I never slack. Sucking up these demons like spaghetti rap. What you never learn is that they need you to exist to see. Dazzle you with diamonds and the cars and chicks with fat booties. Fuck all that, funny cause I swear we're kinda broke by now. Every kid they wanna floss to be like Drake and Nicki, how? Generation lost while parents struggle just to pay their bills. Life is ill, I don't see no artist in the chart that's real. Nothing new, take a trip to underground for something good. Straight unplugged like Neo, did you see that life went pretty wild? Burst in the bubbles of the fantasy you're living now. Relevant, heaven sent, aim to be a veteran, it's evident. Amy True was coming with the medicine. Taking out these pussy dolls, I tried to be intelligent. Oh shit, people's army in the building. I'm straight bringing miracles, so you be catching feelings. Oh yes, hands up in the ceiling. This beat is ridiculous, immaculate, catch appealing. More intelligent than what you know, or what they let you think. The human race is soon to be extinct. Mentally dead, it's like we're on the brink. I told you, recognize the time and use your mind because they rocked you in.
Yeah.
I love hip hop.
The dress code's Gordon Gecko. I sip the XO, watch the burlesque show. Casanova, Jaffy Jofa, match the quota. With my ounce of quota. Running down to socks, I pull an ounce of coke out of my outlandish coat. And if my hand is forced, bounce back to selling 28 grams in drawers, zippy in my Ralphie Sport. I was born official, we never talk to Dibble. I bust my water pistol, I spud my loyal pitbull. We find Dabadozy on the case like Axel Foley. I flew to Rome to eat my Zabaglione. You get your pass took and bust up, put the whopping on ya, good and proper. Eat good and prosper, the crowd cheers as soon as I appear. I pop a bottle at the chandelier, I'm like yeah.
That's fire right there. That's what we call hip hop, mother lovers. You know what I mean?
That thank was you. Bananas.
The open mic.
John Z, are you ready to step up to the mic?
I don't know if I can, but I'll just try and do something when I can. Yeah, why not? We're making freestyle, because John Z D's old school but never senile. Woo! You have to understand that. I don't do the Obia Man rap or any Obia Man trap, J-O-N-Z-I. Hold the microphone like a Jedi with red eyes. Woo! And a big lightsaber on the microphone. You might be a hater, but not of me, because John Z D is on the microphone, you see. And check it out, not to be off key, but John Z properly won't have anybody dropping bombs on me. Right, let's just leave it like
wow.
that.
Yeah. Shots fired, not bombs. Hey, that was crazy, man. Please, again, hit us up. How can we connect with you lot, man? How can people find out what's going on? Have you got something coming out? Let us know.
All right, so right now I've got my EP out called Question Authority, which is on Bandcamp, Amy True Bandcamp. But if you want to connect with everything that I'm on, you can go to my website, which is amytrue.co.uk, because some woman nicked my thing.
She knocked the dot com.
Fuck the dot com.
amytrue.co.uk.
All right, salute everyone.
.co.uk.
Sonny Jim,
my Twitter is SonnyJim01. If you need to hit me up, then that's the best place to get hold of me directly.
What's good with Eat Good? Yeah, the record label.
We're just still, you know, doing the thing, innit? Got my album coming out in February, so we're just gearing up for that. Just sent it to get mastered like this couple of days ago, so just prepping, just getting
Eat
ready.
Good
just getting
Eat
ready.
Good record, Eat Good. So how's the food right now, Sonny Jim?
What's pigeon soup? What are you saying about that Shepherd Bush pigeon soup, bro?
Yo, there's so many pigeons around there, yo. I wouldn't trust none of that.
trust nothing in Shepherd's Bush, man.
The flying rats.
As long as they eat good, ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'll be driving back to Birmingham to go eat.
Yeah, I like going to Birmingham to eat. The food is much better in Brum, right?
Yeah, nice. Real,
no, it was so lovely to have you up here. That you guys are sounding beautiful.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, man, I haven't done that in ages, man. It felt good, man.
Well, I'm so pleased you can make it. You could make it to join us today. Remember, you guys should hit us up at hiphop@foodbarradio.com. What did you think of the raps? Maybe you can rap better. Maybe you would like to be in the open mic. Maybe you're good enough to
if
be
you want
to
get involved in the open mic, just email a track to hiphop@foodbarradio.com. That's hiphop@foodbarradio.com. We'll put you through the filters and find out whether you're worthy, mother lovers. If you could do it like these, like, which I doubt you can.
Go on, prove it. Yeah.
That was some raw hip hop business right there. You know what? That was kind of taking the piss, really.
That was taking
the
piss.
You were rapping there. That was kind of taking the piss. And that does kind of smoothly take us into a part of the show that we have. It's called Are You Taking the Piss? Where basically, you know, there's just so many people just taking the mick out there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just so much foolishness going on out there in hip hop as well. And for me, those bars were truly taking the piss. You're making us so proud. So thank you so much for repping, Rush guys.
Brat, brat, brat.
You know, but I'm also wondering what for you guys has been taking the piss other than this you week. Just embarrassing other MCs and things like that. What's been popping in the world of taking the piss?
Johnsy, what's been taking, he's shaking his head. Is it the fact that you had to come back here without any medication? That was taking a piss, mate.
No insulin. I'm flipping shaking here. My blood sugar's... Nah.
John, okay. I've got some medication for you. Don't worry, man.
Yeah. Bridget, you know you've got the medication.
He's always back in the heat.
Sonny Jim always keeps me medicated.
He's a walking state of California over there, boy. He's a walking, talking state of California. AKA okay, Sonny
let's
Jim.
Not well, Sonny let's just go too much.
You know, what really is... After coming back from California, what I will say is the weed laws in the UK are taking the piss.
For real.
Are you taking the piss?
For real.
There you go.
It is taking the piss. It's only a matter of time until it changes, really.
Yeah, man.
I heard they're going to, like, there was some talk about they might do some tester, like a little week or a month or
give
something.
Give the Queen a little tin bag and see how she feels. If she says it's all right.
Yeah, look, love, I've got this pill with your face on it. Do you mind if I, do you know what I mean?
Taxing.
Do you remember when Jon Snow took a vaporizer?
That was hilarious. Yeah.
And the thing is, from when you don't bun whatsoever, and then you want to just get a whole big amount in a vapor.
On the volcano.
Yeah, you're going to be a bit weird after
right, he
that.
Did the volcano.
He went from never doing anything to what he was like on the volcano with some super high grade.
Well,
like
the volcano. They give him the volcano, then they put him through the scan machine in it. Is it MRA?
Yeah, which that's
if
freaky
you put a
anyway.
Person,
oh,
if
to
you,
see what he was
if
going
you
on
a
in your brain.
Through an MRA machine, they're going to be a bit weird anyway.
Yeah,
anyway.
Like so he just
place.
Freaked out. He thought he was in Never Never Land.
Yeah.
Serious. And when he came out of the machine, he was like,
through the rabbit hole. Serious.
For real.
Wow.
And he was just like
he got
rocking
all pookied
and
out.
The nurse had to give him a hug.
Yeah, pookie. For real.
Bad all pookied out, boy. That's deep.
But it was deep, though, because he was like, I've been in war zones, and that's the most terrifying thing I've ever done in my life. Poor baby.
Serious.
Oh, baby. Wow. No, but I got to send a shout out to Jon Snow. You know, he's got his wife is African, and
is
she's
it?
Like 20 years younger than him.
Black
if you notice, on the news, he's always wearing like these African print ties.
You know nothing, Jon Snow. You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Okay, Jon Snow.
So yeah, you know, hit us up in the studio if you have anything that you think has just superlatively been taking the piss in recent times. You know, and you should get in touch with us in between the show as well. We love to hear from you guys, and looking forward to next week's open mic. And you know, you have to hit us up with new music as soon as you got it too, Amy.
Yeah, of course. I got the album coming out in 2016 with the jazz band and Chemo, aka Telemachus. So I'm just building up to that, scraping all the pennies together because I don't wish to rely on anyone and be in debt with anyone. So yeah, soon come.
Sounds good, man.
Looking forward to it. And before we're up out here, I got one tune to play before.
Well,
we
before
come
you
back
do that, there's a guy in Fulham, Doug. Yeah.
Doug.
He says something's taking a piss, and I think Amy can appreciate this one.
Okay.
The Tube Network is taking the right piss this afternoon.
Hell yes.
I can't get anywhere. Fuck TFL. That's what Doug says. Even though he's probably on TFL right now. Fuck that shit, though. I feel you, bro.
You know what, though? When you go to like other countries and what, like go to New York, and it's like you compare. No, but then when you come back to our tube, you realize again, like how we're saying, we were spoiled back in the day with hip hop, where we just thought actually quality albums were just, we rubbished them. Yeah. But well, here we're like, what? I've got to wait more than 2 minutes for a tube.
Yeah,
you know, and we're like screwing. But no, I think standardly TFL.
Are you taking the lying, man?
They just own the crown for taking the piss, really, innit? They do kind of own the crown.
Yeah, the fact you can get on there and come off with AIDS is fucked up. The other day, you know what I mean? I got on the tube.
You got off with AIDS?
Yeah.
Wow.
I came off, I was like, why the fuck am I sneezing? I'm coughing. Do you know what I mean? That's taking the piss, man. TFL, sort it out, mate. Get all they need is a bit of sanitary, you know what I mean? Just get them little squeezy things
that you could just wipe up your hands. You know what I mean?
That's it.
There ain't no budget for that nonsense.
All right, Donna Lloyd.
Oi, Donna!
Donna Bell 200, she says, pissed off at myself for letting someone else piss me off. Yeah. Fucking hell, Donna, I feel your pain.
I'm like, that's kind of like something Dalai Lama would say.
I'm feeling Donna. Very zen, right? Pissed off at myself for letting someone else piss me off. We need to get them t-shirts done ASAP.
Donna Lloyd, you are deep. Let's just leave it like that.
Balls deep.
Shut down Buddha, man. You killed it. Can I also say we're taking the piss? OCD, I know it's a serious thing.
Yeah,
I'll
have OCD.
I'll have that.
Yeah. I've got slight OCD. I didn't realize.
I blatantly have OCD. So yeah, but then when I've seen this lady with OCD, I don't know if it's a type of OCD, but she can't stop eating tartar sauce. I'm just
what?
Like,
are you taking the piss?
Yeah, and when they add it,
that's not OCD.
That's just weird.
What's the whole deal with the tartar sauce? Is it the texture? The
she
colour?
Just loves it. And then when they added it up, it's like gallons of tartar sauce that she eats
in
a year.
Are you taking the piss? But I ain't gonna lie. Some people have got that with ketchup. There's ketchup babies out there who are happy to have like rice
with a roast dinner.
With ketchup.
Yeah,
that's kind of man. Rice with ketchup, that's it.
Ketchup with roast dinner, that's such a British thing.
You're just ruining it.
Yeah. That's a proper British thing, ketchup and roast dinner. Don't you think, like, in the UK, we haven't got respect for food, though, like how you find in other countries?
Well, I've got respect for pigeons. I don't know about you lot, but I can make a gourmet pigeon soup. That's all I know.
With ketchup or without?
Can I say one thing?
Go on.
I don't mean to get all deep in that, but what's taking a piss is like, you know, these French flag things, and one taking a piss, people pouting behind the picture. They're finding it a reason to like find it sexy about death. And two, why is there no apps for all the other countries and all the other deserts?
Thank you very much. I'm glad Amy said it because I didn't want to get all deep and serious on Mother Lovers.
Amy is true. That's the reason why she brought up the truth. Yeah, let's not ignore the elephant in the room. There's some madness going on right now, you know what I mean?
All over the world.
Yeah, people need to realise and stop, you know, like, all this, like, pray for so-and-so. Like, people need to start saying, don't just put up a post that says pray for Paris or pray for Lebanon. Like, start talking about why this is wrong
but
and why it's
stupid.
But
this is why I worry about social media, because it makes it easy for people's conscience to feel like, okay, I've engaged, I've done my bit because I put up the hashtag rather than actually being active.
They're just going off of what media are giving them, you know, or what media are telling
and
them.
And also, people have just got to be aware of how much nonsense is being spread on social media. It's like, you need to check the sources, not just hit share.
Right. Exactly.
You know, because that's contributing to the nonsense. Like, for me,
are you taking the piss?
Check your sources before you're sharing things online.
Check your sources, whether it's tartar sauce, ketchup. Do you know what I mean? Like, you just got a brown sauce, mate.
Check your sources.
Sometimes, Worcester sauce. Check your nice bit of Worcester sauce ain't too bad with your babs.
I've got to say, I am addicted
nice bit of bab juice. Nothing wrong with a bit of bab juice as well with your chips. Hey, mate, can I get some battered bits and some bab juice with it, mate?
Bits.
Bits.
Oh, and another one.
Bits.
Yo,
you can't get that down south. There ain't no chip shops down here, man. Sunny Jim is going in. That's one of my favourite foods, isn't it? Like, yeah. Just a normal food. I'm from up north and we get it all the time, everywhere.
Nah, there are chip shops in Shepherd Bush. You got to go, but I think you got to go further towards White City.
Yeah.
If you go on Uxbridge Road up towards White City, fam, not anywhere there.
You've got to be careful, though, because they only do French fries and stuff.
That's it,
isn't it? No, you can get I'll show you where the chip shop is, man.
Anyone who's trying to sell french fries and calling it chips.
Are you taking a piss?
That's, that's misinformation. Mate. And that needs to be put up there with all the misinformation that's on social media and all the government hate. Anyway,
I'm going to get my battered bitch flag put out on my Facebook.
Solidarity with the battered bitch. No, for real. Thank you so much to everyone for tuning into the show this week. If you missed the beginning of the show, you need to hit up foodbarradio.com, pick up that, download the podcast. Last week's show was bananas as well.
If we had Stretch and Bob.
If you download, and last week's show was bananas as well, because we had Stretch and Bob Ito on the show. We had Chester P on the open mic, which was just insanity. And then you guys continued that, you know, flying that flag for us here. So definitely hook up the podcast at foodbarradio.com. Hit us all up in between the shows as well at hip hop at Food Bar Radio is the place to go to. Thank you, Johnsy, for coming through. And when is the
absolute
show happening?
Pleasure. It's this Wednesday and this Thursday night, and it's at Stanley Halls, which is in just down the road from Norwood train station. But I'm sure if you just do a quick look online, come to my site, Johnsy D, Johnsy D Aguilev, don't ask, Johnsy D on Instagram. There's just so many ways to get in contact with me and find out about this show that I'm doing on Wednesday and Thursday night. And there's blatantly tickets. And also, if you chat to me nicely, you can get two for the price of one. There you go, two for the price of one.
We straight like from
chatting even nicer, you might get a little slice of pigeon pie on the side, mate. You know what I mean?
And if you chat to me really nicely, I will feed it to you, love. I will feed it to you.
Well, listen, guys, we're almost up out of here, but thank you so much for tuning in, Amy. Sunny
Jim, Jersey D. Jeez, man, you lot blessed us this week, bro.
Honestly, and we really hope to see you again on another show sometime in the future, yes?
Yep.
Okay, that is absolutely lovely. This has been myself, Sarah Love, and
myself, Mice Diggy.
The voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake.
Woo!
I want to eat some.
Whoa, tell me about
that. Just in
pause,
case.
Brother, I got some pigeon pie I could give you, but I don't know about the chocolate velvet cake. You know what I'm saying? That's only for the ladies, baby. I know you got excited. It's the endorphins, bro.
I'm just hungry, dude. I'm just saying, dude. I'm sat next to you.
I often let off hungry. That kind of feeling. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you inspired
my
him.
Bad.
But yeah, we're going to leave you with this track from the Diamond D album, The Dime Piece. Loving This is featuring Pharoah Monch. It's called Rap Life. Everybody, peace. Sarah Love and Maestro, we're up out of here.
Swiss ass niggas for real, man. I'm Stan Smith. You hate me now, you can't stand Smith. I'm level with suede tips, your canvas. Lay you out, put you to sleep on the canvas. I'm trying to box with a gun, let the rounds on. I went unanimously, let the rounds off. In your face, cause my mic is a magnum. See me and your chick, we go back like cool magnum. Man, we did it in the back of your magnum. I said, put them lifestyles back, give me the magnum. They love it when I tie them up and I gag them. Sometimes I don't even use rope, but I... She says she loves to run the double up on it. Turn around and put the bubble up on it. Not from the mad high, but she was on the nuggets. And all I needed was large fries and nuggets. Hit her with the sweet and sour sauce. Now she can tell a cocktail better than a Molotov. P.M.
A badge of friendship on Fubar Radio.